Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, nigga. You know what the fuck it is. Danger! Danger! Get on the floor! The nigga right here! From the minute I get them, taking their shirt off, throwing their tattoos, screaming and howling it all. Got the tips to come up with it, put it together, deliver, make them feel it, bitch, I've been on. Shine, pull me out the pencil sharp. Bang, like that suit in the principal office. Put rappers and coffins and dives like dolphins. On the down at the lyrical mall, but you don't jump draw off. So watch yourself, but fuck around and get beside yourself. I know.
Go ahead, though.
Bounce them tits, shake that ass, drop that pussy, stay in line, ho. Fuck a tank, cause you can't. And bend over and bust that pussy. Oh,
it's so long.
Get up.
It's been on.
Come on.
So
get on the floor.
So
this nigga right here.
It's been so long.
Dang it.
It's been on.
Dang it.
So please, tell me. What is it that you wanna see?
My fucking concert lying around the corner. Talking calls, niggas, city, bitch, nothing on them. You looking good, mama. Vibes, what's up, homie? Limousine in the club on her. Yeah, bitch, you get late, ain't no getting in this bitch, cause it's still enough. Inside pack from the floor to the still enough. The building ain't big enough. I'm backstage bouncing, adrenaline filling up.
The pussy cutter, did I stutter?
The heart flutter, make your woman talk out like butter.
Down like now, I'm hype like that.
The prime seller, kick ass like Jim Kelly. Stand up, wild out, boo dust, spin prime. Tell a nigga if you won't try it, this bitch, come on down. No sweat, no blood, no tears. And if a day is the shit, then bitch, that's what it is.
Been so long.
Say.
It's been on.
Say what?
So
get on the floor.
So
the nigga right here. Dang it.
Been so long.
Dang it.
It's been on.
Say what?
So
get on the floor.
So
the nigga right here.
Whoa.
Danger. What you talking about? Danger. Motherfucker. Whoa. Get on the floor. The nigga right here, fuck, danger,
motherfucker,
watch your back, danger,
look,
nigga, what,
look,
get on the floor,
what,
the nigga right here, get him up,
what,
danger,
what,
the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, that's my thing. wanna keep you, girl. Don't be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see you, girl. She went the eyes on the slide. I see you, girl. Better treat you, girl, right? Cause another man will. Better eat you, girl, like another man will. Cause you leave your wife and I see your wife. Let me for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just beat me right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I think had an ass, look at dick in the light. I know that she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll still just right. You know, if your girl's sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me. Tryna catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. If I see her, I'm like a damn.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Fender. I'm on pain, what is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I drive by, I know exactly what you say. He's so fine, and yes, he's so cool. The hate on what he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already fucked her. I got these niggas mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When I didn't need when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homies, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. I'm the remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm man, Jack and the chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you when I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy, and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly, when your name is Tommy. I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them around me. Let me king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her. I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Oh, yeah. When you're not gonna roll up in the club, I'ma flirt. My chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girl when I think I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt.
I'm a Kel, I'm a T.I., I'm a flirt. T-Pain, ladies, if your man ain't hitting it right,
I'm a flirt.
Just call his number on the screen.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri right, all right. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing this evening on a Friday night? I know it's some action going on somewhere. I think them boys down there doing their thing down in Georgia, somewhere in the south there. We're going to figure out something to talk about here in a minute. Let's see, we might talk about, can't never talk about too much safety. Safety things about the track. Maybe we'll talk about the racing. Oh, shit. Ain't none of that been going on up there lately. Unless you just go and look up in Vaughn, category Vaughn, I'm out there, him and his boys. They doing every race they can do. They didn't race this Thursday, and guess what? Wasn't no race. we got a couple of events going on. Up north, the closest one to us is 42, which I can't do. You know, I don't understand. I don't really want to speak negative about it, but it just seems odd that we got an opportunity to help each other out, race each other, you know, support each other. But them boys right next door to us, and they won't even come up here, you know, and support us. And we had a pretty good event. If they, you know, I think they had one car come up here. If they'd have poured in here like they'd be trying to get everybody to pour into their race, which is their job to do that, man, we could have had a real good thing going, because I know quite a few people didn't go just for that reason. But at the same time, you still got quite a few people that's going. So, but they could have had double the amount of people if they was to just learn how to support other people's events, you know. And that's what make us strong right there. Numbers make us strong. But I don't know what they be thinking, man. It's kind of crazy. I believe sometime, and I got to get the exact day, I believe it's either August or September, Clocks Off had a second race of the year. And we're going to try to pull strings. Well, we got a few of our cars running now, so that ought to be exciting to see. I mean, we started off the year after Leroy had been gone a long, long time. To start it off with a win, that's a plus, you know. So we gonna keep that in our mind as we move forward. You know, have a few things done to the car right now. When it come back out, we got a couple of people that we definitely want to go and see. We ain't lose a draw. And we finna play. You know, we got something to play with. I believe the other car might be ready too now. That boot. We gonna see what it's about. We had that one. And Mudbone 2.0. And we'll see what's going to happen here. A little later on, we'll try to get Leroy on the show and talk about which way we going with this thing. And, you know, don't be shy. Don't be shy, because you know, always dial our number. We'll let you know if we want some or not. You know, we just getting started with the car. It look like it's pretty strong, but we know we got a ways to go. But you never find out if you don't do nothing with it. So where you going? So that's all I can say. We're going to try to keep moving up the ladder. And try to have fun the rest of the year out that we have. We're going to try to have fun. The few people we got in our organization, the Clocks Off, we hoping some more people join us and follow suit, try to help us make this venture exciting. You know, we got to try to get the North moving. We know it's a glue trend out there. We don't know how hard it to hit 41 because they hadn't did a lot of racing this year, so we don't know if they had a stockpile or not. The weather been keeping them from operating, so I hope they got enough to get through this drought. But somebody was telling me that they supposed to do like test and tune days. They're only going to do one side of the track to the 8th mile. I don't know how true it is. I just got it from somebody else like myself. And, you know, I heard that's what's going to happen. So I know they had cut out Wednesdays. I don't know if they put that back yet because they, like I say, the rain been giving them a hard time this year. So they might have to try to put that Wednesday back. Yes, sir. So what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today? Tell me something y'all might want to talk about. Come on, hit this one button. Come on and hit with me. Who out there? Who out there? Well, I didn't see it for myself. I said one on Trigger Man page, but they say it's hella funny. That's a damn dog and Tony Bynum got at it. Pocket change against the Jay Bond's car. Dog had Jay Bond's car, I guess. And they say dog double bubbed the man, then redlit. Say Tony was all over him again. That damn Tony and dog. They be doing some crazy shit. But shit, Willie Dog said he wanted some of them up on 2.0. I'll wait for him to let me know if he really says about that. If we can get a win under our belt, and we wasn't tried. You know. So we'll see what's going on with that. We also been seeking Chuck, so we want to make that come to life this year. Win, lose, or draw. We definitely got to try. Dog might want to sit back and wait and see what happened between us and Chuck. Because I know we whooped Chuck ass. He ain't want none of that. Chuck and I really got a hold of his ass. All right, where y'all at? Come on with it. I see a couple of Clock Off members on there. Y'all need to come on in. Talk with me. Tell me what y'all thinking about. Hey. Be one of them next, huh? What's going on, Big Ma?
Nothing much. What's happening, man? How you feel tonight?
Oh, man, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm all right. A little on the tired side, but I'm hoping I can hold off tonight.
Oh,
I hope this damn phone don't cut off at 10 o'clock. I might try to hang up and call the show back.
Okay.
Before 10 o'clock, because last week was a shock to me, man. As soon as 10 o'clock hit, my phone just dropped. The show shut down. I was like, God, no.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks in a row, yeah. But the last time it went a little farther than 10, but the week before that. Well, man, that's crazy, man. Yeah, we had a pretty good conversation going, too, each time. And just pull the rug out from under my feet.
Man,
you up to, Ma?
Nothing much, man. You know, got to come in on the show and support my fellow Quaxaw brother and the program and the organization, and we just gonna have to make this happen this year, man. Gotta make it happen.
Yeah, we gotta build it back up to where it, you know, used to be, and probably try to even get more members or more people, you know, going along with us and try to make this year, you know, exciting, you know.
That's true.
What's up, brother Kid? How you doing tonight, Kid?
What's happening, Eddie? What up, Mark?
What's up there, Kid? How you feeling, my brother?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Man.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Come on.
Now, since the race from Big Sam and Leroy had their race.
Yeah.
Back in June, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Young Money got a race coming up in another week.
Right.
At
42, yeah.
Yeah. How many grudge races have we had in the Chicagoland area that you can think of?
Since the race or with the race?
I said with the since the race.
I think it was only about three. Actually, I think all of them. I think, but maybe one. Was Vaughn.
That's kind of fucked up, man.
Yeah, it is. It was like one a week, and then when Vaughn didn't make a race this week, so we missed that Thursday. Yeah, that's fucked up, and that's what I'm talking about, man.
Damn near 3 months, and you only had three grudge races in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. It got to change, you know, and I mean, we ain't including the street races, you know, but.
No, you know, we ain't including them. You're talking about going to the track and having a grudge race.
Yeah.
Three goddamn grudge races within 3 months.
Yeah.
Where has drag racing gone in the city of Chicago?
That's what I'm saying. We got to do something about it. And the event was, you know, pretty successful. You thought that would have kicked it off, you know.
Yeah. I was amazed by all the people that engaged. And like you say, what's going on right now? You know, what's the slowdown for them?
We got to get Mudbone One going because. It'll have more races of what people will race it than they would 2.0. Right now,
okay.
2.0, the only person we looking for is Chuck. And we already talked to Chuck. There's some things got to be straightened out on our car. Once they get straightened out, well, we're going to negotiate the race with Chuck. It's been a long time waiting coming, so we definitely going to get that done this year.
Uh-huh.
Or permit, you know. That's our next focus, you know.
So we'll be seeing Mudbone number one at our local track sometime in the near future.
Hopefully that should be, you know, I let them get the other cars out the way first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my car, it ain't much to do but to test drive it and get it down. Then I'm pretty sure it's gonna be okay. But the rest of the cars took a little more work and a little more money, so
okay,
we had to go ahead and get them cars squared away first because. They the ones
mm-hmm.
going to be taking on, you know, the bulk of the people, especially like people that might
okay.
come from out of town. Or we might have to start out going out of town and grabbing a few cars, you know, win, lose, or draw. But that's our plan.
You're going to have to go out of town because there's damn sure ain't nothing happening right in town.
Yeah, we only got one person that'll race us so far in town, and that'll be Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first they was screaming that Bodie was gonna kill him. Even knowing what Bodie was giving us, you had people going around saying Bodie was gonna kill us. Now that he didn't kill Bodie with a big old gap, now they saying Bodie gave him too much. But at first they say Bodie's gonna kill us. You know, people can flip flop all day long. Well, we ain't gonna worry about that. We're gonna just try to keep on moving forward. And we know it's gonna be some bumps in the road. When we run into them bumps in the road, we just gonna try to smoothen that out and go back. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
But kid, don't you think if these other guys would stop all the bullshit talk about 41 and they would come up here and race with us instead of, you know, running people away from the track and then they won't calm themselves and come and play, see what happened, then it'd be more subject to go up there and run with play with them. Wouldn't nobody feel bad about that? They probably could have had twice the people coming from Chicago, double the people, if they wouldn't, you know, if they didn't want to stay to themselves all the time and not come up here and just talk bad about 41. They need to stop that, man. We could definitely have more going on if we support each other.
Cause they ain't trying to help the situation, no way. I don't even know why they keep hollering about 41. They ain't doing nothing up here. Like I said, you know, I had three races goddamn within damn the 3 months.
Well,
I'll
tell
you
like
something.
I'm saying, kid, we used to go back and forth. Detroit used to come up here, we used to go down there. That was racing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that stopped. You know, we know a few people. We know a few people cars broke. You know, where they can't race. What's wrong?
Grandbaby broke.
Yeah, man. Ain't that ridiculous, Mark?
Yeah, man. Kid, I don't know what's going on with the state of racing in Chicago, man. I just don't know.
All they want to do is run off at the mouth and talk about drag racing.
Yeah, it seems like that fire isn't there. But there are, you know, there are certain people that will do something. Like I say, Vaughn and Yak and them doing their thing, my hat's off to them. Dee did try to make it to the ring. He just had problems. So, you know, when a Preacher Boy get his car back together, you know he coming to put his foot down out here. So we do have got a little hope coming on before it's all over with.
Yeah, you got Vic right now who's dealing with an illness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vic gonna definitely go, you know.
Yeah, in a second, both the mud bones will be hitting the circuit. Some things happening. Some things going on. I seen a Tidy Bowl on Sean's drag racing today. Say he locked in with is that Big Pun he locked in with?
Big Pun.
Big Pern, okay, yeah. Gonna run that boo wag. That should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, but like, you know, they sold, well, we still got the Grove and stuff like that, but them guys are race, and they all from Chicago, but they don't want to race in Chicago. They want to travel to race each other. It was a time when we traveled to race. We traveled to race against whoever we went. We was together until we got back home. Then we got back home, then we raced each other. But they going out of town to race each other. And this is one of the reasons here that we don't have nothing happening up here, because they'll wait for an event to travel out of town to race each other. Instead of doing like Ron now, going up to the Grove, wherever they can go, and get it over with, you know, right here. And that's one of the things we're going to try to do, is try to make races up here for the people up here can get a chance to see it, you know. You shouldn't always have to travel to race. Ain't nothing wrong with traveling to race, but you got, hey, you got home, too. You got your home track to support, but they kind of made enemies with certain people, and them certain people don't want to support them. So that's how it go. We all got to work together. Like I always said, the relationship that 41 got with us is not the best. Some of the things they say, some of the things they do, some people don't accept. Then weak apologies, which they ain't really apologize, but they just keep moving. And a lot of people try to ignore what they say and still go, because you got to go so far if you don't. But Mother Nature been playing us a role on their ass this year.
Yeah, well,
I'm hoping everything. Huh?
I've heard a lot of people holler about 41 don't prep the track and this, that, and the other reason they go out of town. So I look at it like this here. If y'all ship in and buy some glue, I'm pretty sure 41 will put it down whenever you want them to put it down.
But you see, kid, that's another problem I got. Everybody
repeat
the negative over and over again. But when somebody like Chuck, which is a well-known racer, they got this is more power than anybody here in the city, come on the mic and say for himself, man, 41 been doing a good job. That boy done went around with so-and-so, and he done learned how to prep the check. Everybody fall to deaf ears to that shit. The only one that repeated that shit since Chuck been saying it is me. Don't nobody repeat the positive shit that come from our racers that are known to be well good racers. They just want to keep on dwelling on the old shit and what the track wasn't doing then. So it's hard to
like
overcome that the about the glue on the track when you heard Chuck been saying all year long that, hey, they've been doing a good job with their track this year.
Yeah, why should they put down glue on the track and y'all ain't trying to race? That don't make no sense whatsoever.
That, but listen to what Chuck said. Chuck said he is putting glue on the track now. Chuck said he's putting glue on the track now. He could take Scandal out there and run up and down that track whether he got drag ready or wrong or slick. He go up and down the track. So that tell you right there that the track ain't the problem. The motherfucker don't know how to tune their car. And that's that. None of them guys that run around talking about 41 ain't safe, you can't get down the track, they don't glue the track, ain't now one of them fast as Chuck. Come on, man. You got to have some common sense for yourself, man.
Ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that's all.
They look for any excuse just to go around and holler about.
And then the excuse with the Grove is it ain't got enough stopping room. Well, all you got to do is get on them brakes when you go to stop it when you go across that finish line. You can't. Got room to be standing up on the gas pushing it past the line.
I thought I might have heard that before. But my question to you is, there's a whole lot more folks that's got much faster cars, the wise guys
way
and all that crap, they
yes,
stopping
sir.
Up there. So now what's
yes,
your
sir.
Motherfucking problem? You can't stop.
Yeah.
If you can't stop, you need to invest in some better brakes and shit.
Yeah.
You know,
get off the gas.
Who do you think you're bullshitting? Who
yeah.
do you think you're bullshitting?
Yeah.
You know, you got cars way more faster than the motherfuckers that are running up there at the Grove and hollering about they can't stop. Invest in you some better brakes and shit. Put a shoot on your motherfucking car.
Cars, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a shoot on it.
Yeah.
Put a shoot and on that 12-second motherfucker.
Give me a motherfucking break, man.
Hey, man. We got to stop it, man. But we're going to try what we're going to try, and we're going to see if that helps. You know, it's going to take more than us, though.
Yes, indeed.
The question is, what is it going to take to get these people to engage? What has to be done?
Man, you must be acting a trick course. But from what I understand, there ain't that much going on nowhere like it used to be. You know, it's just some people, you know, they still race more than us, so it make them look good. But you even hear them saying, man, ain't no racing like it used to be.
They're doing a whole lot of races down in the South.
Getting tight, man.
Even the South.
They're doing a whole lot of races down in the South.
Yeah, but not like they used to, they say. They say they used to do more than that. I'd be satisfied with what they doing up here. I'd be more than satisfied. They saying they ain't racing. And see, up here it looks like they racing a hell of a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Hey, kid, what happened with Willie Dog and Tony Bynes yesterday, man? I heard something about that.
Oh,
no, you better not talk about it. You might get fired.
Dog got whooped yesterday, that's all.
What?
He went in there and double bought Tony, and I guess the trans brake didn't hold him, and he rolled through the beams.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Somebody telling me that Jamie was live with that, so I got to go back and look at it.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, we got a hand
yep.
up. Oh, shit. What's
yep.
going on?
What up,
What's
dog?
Happening, Vic? You the man.
What up, Vic? How you doing, man?
I'm trying to hang in that, man. Just
good. Yeah.
A better time listening to these things that's going on and stuff. These motherfuckers, the reason why they ain't racing because they fucking scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers are scared to lose, scared to whatever.
Right.
I mean, scared to win, scared to lose. They scared
yep.
all the way down.
Right.
I mean, you gotta take a gamble.
Yeah,
hell, it is what it is. If you think you can win, try.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I done ran a lot of cars that wasn't in my class. It is what
you
it is.
You got that right. Yep.
If I think I can win, I'm going.
Yep.
Hey, Vic, all they gotta do is don't
about
bet.
What they got, what they crying about
don't
what's going
what
on at 3-1. That's
yeah.
true, too. They're crying about what's going on in 41. But the whole thing is, when they said, give them a Sunday, a month, and all that, how many people went to the track?
Shit.
They gave it to them. They gave
right,
it to them.
But how many people went to the track?
Exactly.
You begging for all this and all that. Them people ain't gonna, man, come on, man. This shit, that's a business, man. If you can't understand that it's a business,
they're there to make money. They're there to make money, not lose money.
Right. And they only gonna lose so much before they gotta pull the plug.
Right, exactly.
You know, you gotta understand that.
Like I was just telling Eddie from Big Sam's Gun Race up until next weekend with the Young Money race, how many races, grudge races, have they had in the Chicagoland area?
Two or three. Now, I'm not counting I'm not counting the ones on the street. That's different.
No, we ain't talking about no street. Right. I'm talking about at the track.
Now you tell me what
the fuck going on.
Motherfuckers don't want to race. They just want something to bitch and complain about.
All they want to do is get on the phone and talk racing. Any motherfucker can talk racing.
Exactly. You definitely right. But you know who going to race,
please.
You know who ain't going to race.
Right.
These motherfuckers are going to do a goddamn thing.
Right. All they want to do is...
I'm racing right now because
I can understand. You get a pass. I can understand your situation.
I got a lot of shit going on right now, but I'm trying to get out of this shit because I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, the toe tag is sitting over there like, you dirty bastard, got me sitting up. I don't like this shit.
Man, tell me about it. And then they holler about folks going out of town to race. Shit.
Why not?
What they supposed to do?
Hey, Vic. I ain't mad at
Vic.
Nope.
Hey, Vic.
What up?
The part I holler about is when they go out of town to race each other, when they can race each other right here. That would be more racing here. Why do you have to travel to race each other? I can understand you going out of town to get your man.
Right, but at the end of the day, that's because they ain't trying to go pig.
Mm-hmm.
But they go out of town to race each other.
Right, you don't need no big stage, no big race to race nobody.
That's right.
Nope.
Hell, if you want to race, it's days all through the week to go race.
Mm-hmm.
You see how many cars be at the Grove on the, but they not from around here. A lot of the cars that's at the Grove ain't from around here.
Even Wisconsin and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Them people going racing. These motherfuckers around here, they just talking. They ain't doing no racing.
Ain't doing nothing.
Motherfuckers just got cars just to say they got them. I'll be back real soon. Real soon. I'm trying. I'm taking my time at the same time, but hey. I'm ready to come back, but I ain't got to drive my son. Same one that drove in them. I'm going to be there to support him.
Yeah.
You know? But,
I hope it changed, man.
It ain't going to change around here. It ain't going to change. You beating a dead horse, man. The same people going to be the same ones racing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is.
They're scared to take a loss.
Right.
Because if they take a loss, they can't live it down.
Right. Scared to get talked about on the talk show and this and that. I mean, it is what it is.
And then y'all fried motherfuckers. Don't nobody want to be fried, man. Shit. Y'all stop frying people.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Motherfuckers talk shit about everything. It's just like this. You can win every race. As soon as you lose one race, every motherfucker in the world talking about it.
Exactly.
Same thing with Von them. Von this year, Von them that won four races straight. They lose one race and everybody talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Everyone talking Von because Von tell them right quick, lock your ass in.
Yep.
Hey, that's what you're supposed to tell them.
Get the
bag up. That's all they know how to do. Like I say, these people ain't trying to race, man. These people just got these cars and stuff just to say they got I got oil pressure for my car at home.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, we got a few races that's going to be thrown into the kitty. I don't know if that's going to help, but it'd be something better than that.
You got what?
We got a couple of races we can do. I said we got a couple of races we can do. I don't know how much it'll help.
That's a whole lot of races we can do. It's just the motherfuckers got to do it and participate.
No, I'm talking about our cars in particular. I'm talking about our group.
Oh, yeah. Well, whenever you're ready, you got action.
I know I do.
What you talking about?
I'm waiting on that one.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on that
I'm waiting
one.
On you.
But they had to get these other cars out the way first.
Hurry up and get yours
but
out the way. Get it ready. Because I'm going to take. I'm gonna make my son stick his arm up your ass.
That sound real nice, Vic. That sound real nice.
I ain't got it, bro.
That sounds like a threat to me.
Win, lose, or draw.
That sounds like a threat to me.
I've been in a race. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is. That's what it's supposed to be. Now hurry up and get that shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Toe tag
ready to get it out there. I'm waiting on them.
Now, here, toe tag is sitting over in the corner at my shop, at my new shop, just sitting in the corner.
No, man.
Sitting in the corner. I put a cover on the motherfucker 2 weeks ago, and the cover, I came to the shop, the cover was on the floor. I don't know how it got on.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker say, don't
it threw it off.
Up.
It didn't want to be covered up.
Damn right. Motherfucker say, don't cover me up.
Shit,
I want
to do. 82, what you do?
I'm just listening, Ed, but I hear Vic telling y'all, right? Ain't shit gonna change up here, dog.
Nothing gonna change up here. These motherfuckers don't want to race.
Talk shows killed this shit.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Talk shows and heart. I think it's more heart.
I think the talk show makes races. No, they kill more than they help. You know what I'm saying?
Talk shows took all the fight out of them.
Yeah, it'll start it off, but the day after be a motherfucker. like Vic said, Bubba got oil pressure, but they don't bring their car, so something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I figure like this, that's your $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 sitting in the garage where you can't even wax that bitch. So
right.
You got that kind of money, you might as well donate to some more shit. Because you sure ain't racing.
Right.
I ain't trying. Yeah.
No, I ain't trying at all.
Yeah. It's fucked up. But it is what it is.
I ain't never seen a drought like this in Chicago.
You ain't never seen what?
I ain't never seen a drought like this in Chicago, Chuck.
Yeah, this the worst
I've ever
seen. This the worst year I ever seen.
I don't think so. I think it got worse a couple of years ago, but it's getting worse. You know, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
You know, I used to listen. Some talk about money. I don't think it's none of that. I just think a motherfucker just dead to lose and get his ass thrown through the fucking blender. Fuck it,
right.
It ain't nothing but a race. You win
all
or you lose.
Right.
You lose, you talk shit. You win, you talk shit. Fuck what they say. Mm-hmm. Until the motherfucker starts paying for my shit, I don't give a fuck what they say.
You got dog on rock. Motherfucker ain't putting no money in my pocket, ain't doing nothing, ain't putting no parts on this motherfucker, you ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, that's right. Nothing. Wait a minute, you say what?
Oh,
all right. Yeah. Fucked up here.
Yeah, but that's like Eddie got a whooping coming. You know it.
That'd be a nice whooping too, man. I just want to race,
man. Vic,
if I get
you
ass
been and did all your shit
whooping
and fully recovered for Eddie race. That slow motherfucker.
Oh, man. Damn,
well,
Chuck. How long you been holding that
Chuck
in, Chuck?
I ain't got to be out there, man. Just come get the motherfucking race pick for me. I ain't got to be out there.
Man, I got enough shit to play with on my own.
Yeah, plus we finna tag your ass as soon as we get to town. You
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, well, motherfucker, I'll be out there Sunday.
Oh,
well,
shit.
But it ain't going to happen Sunday. You know it ain't going to happen Sunday. He know where the car is, Vic. That's why he's saying that.
We've
not already talked to Chuck, but this is real this year. He finna get it.
Well, I just said I'd be out there Sunday. See, you trying to write more shit into it, whatever. I know what the fuck that is. I just said I'd be at
I might come out there and try you with my Suburban with that slow motherfucker.
Man, it's smart and fast in your Suburban.
Damn.
And it's clean.
That's right. I'll flatten that little funny looking shit out.
You can't catch. You got to catch it to flatten me.
Lord have mercy.
Lock.
Damn.
That is disrespectful, Eddie.
Yeah.
And he know my truck kind of weighed down now with a whole bunch of leaves on it and shit. That's why he's talking shit.
Uh-huh.
Mine ain't. I just had that bit buffed out just in case.
Oh, we got a hand up, goddamn. I can't see the number, but I saw the hand. 5609. Who we got?
This is Leroy.
What up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So how you feel, man? How you feel today, man?
With my hand?
Yeah, well, we were just on here talking a little bit of shit. But now that you're on here, man, I got
hey,
a few questions I might want to ask.
You finna fuck up again, Eddie. You don't know how to keep your mouth shut.
I ain't saying shit, Chuck, but we was just on here talking shit. Goddamn.
Hey, Leroy, Eddie can't
keep
his mouth shut.
I gotta holler at the champion.
I
gotta holler at the Chicago champion right now, man.
See it. Where they at?
Leroy. God damn it, clock's off. We finna change this shit around, man.
Hey, that's my motherfucking man, but winning one motherfucking race don't make you a champ.
Well, you gotta win one to get to two. You gonna be two.
Well, when you gonna win one?
That's to be continued.
Yeah. What's up, Leroy?
You got it, Chuck. You got
None.
It, Chuck. I respect you to the fullest, but I'll let you get all your little cracks in.
Fuck with you. I'm trying to tell Eddie keep his motherfucking mouth closed, cause he gonna say the wrong shit. Yeah.
I don't know what I can say wrong, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm tired of you sidewind ass motherfucker.
Hey, Chuck, when you say the wrong shit, what's going to happen?
Say what, Leroy?
I say, when he say the wrong shit, what's going to happen? I'm curious.
Oh, he's just going to talk, You can't bag that shit up.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. That's all.
Damn. Damn, I wonder what I came back up.
Hey, you know the plan. See, when you ready, you ready. If you ain't ready, shut the fuck up. Now shut the fuck up.
But we ready, Chuck. We ready.
No, you not.
Just get a little cosmetic done, that's all.
You ain't ready, Nina. You ain't ready.
What car y'all talking about?
See, there you go. There you go. See, I told you he's going to get it started again.
I'm talking about 2.0.
It don't matter. That's already that shit already in the plan. You already just said your shit in the shop. Your shit in the shop, right? You ain't ready.
Ain't ready. It's getting cosmetic.
Okay.
Hey, it ain't even in the shop yet.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Putting paint on the motherfucker don't make it faster.
We ain't putting no paint on it. We just trying to, you know, the front end is just hard to take on and off. We just trying to get that shit.
Hey, Leroy, you ain't got to explain shit to me. Y'all already know the deal. It's that motherfucking lousy ass Eddie.
Oh, man. Hey, let's talk about you, man. Let's talk about you, Leroy. We ain't had a chance to do that first. I want to congratulate you for the victory that you brought home to us, man. And I'm pretty sure we got other members on here that want to congratulate you for that, too.
Yeah, but, congratulations on your win, man.
Thank you, kid.
Yes, sir.
I did that for us, Ty, and everybody else, man.
I heard that.
Chuck, by the way, you said where the champ was, the champ right here, on the people's champ.
That's right.
You know, win or lose or draw, I will remain the people's champ. You know, when they said Donye was the Grudge Inc. drag race of the year and all that shit, I was still the people's champ.
And you still the people's champ.
Yeah, but it's all good, man. It's all good. hey, Chuck, I love you, man.
I'd rather be the kick-ass people's champ. Fuck the people's champ.
Hey, Chuck, I love you, but we gonna cut somebody ass.
Yeah.
And somebody get up there and race, and we gonna cut that ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people in this game that love you, but it's also a lot of people that's shady in this game. You know, I heard all kinds of shit about how Bodie was going to fuck you up. And then when you turn around and fuck them up convincingly, then it all of a sudden now he gave you too much and all that kind of shit. But at first he was going to get fucked up. So, you know, I don't know if you heard it all, but it was definitely some naysayers and people, you know, that was going against you.
Well, if I went down there and got fucked up, I ain't scared to get fucked up. And I'm
that's
happy
right.
that we won, but a person that's trying to race and racing can be respected whether he lose or win. So I respect the man that's getting out there racing. Now one of these jokers that's had behind that computer drag racing game and got a race car, I feel sad for them. But
hey, be careful with that, Leroy. Be careful with that.
I'm sorry about that. That wasn't for you and nobody that was there. But I'm talking about the scary motherfuckers. But anyway, win, lose, or draw, I respect you for racing, and that's the bottom line. So you can't win them all. And just the thing with Chuck, when we finally race Chuck and blow his ass out, or either lose, we getting right back up there and running Chuck's ass again until we make him tap out. you know, and then after that we're gonna be waiting on this big brother.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
so yeah, we'll be waiting on big brother because we're gonna have some dinner, but
for all the naysayers and say shit, all you gotta do is just tell them step up to the motherfucking plate. And that'll make them stop talking right away.
They not gonna do that, Brother Chuck. They gonna hide in the bushes and they gonna hide in the bushes and they gonna do that special thing called
step
hate.
Up to the fucking plate.
You know, you know, like and my thing is, Chuck, I love everybody. God knows I love everybody. But for the haters and that if success make their ass hurt, them sit their goofy ass down somewhere and watch the show. If won't nobody step up to get their ass cut here, we're gonna take that shit on the road, just like I said. And it ain't just Georgia on the map. It's a whole bunch. We got all them Maryland boys. We got New York in the house. We got from the East Coast to the West Coast. We got ass to cut, and that's gonna be our primary goal. So we gonna work all the way around the board with it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you on that one.
Like I say, I love everybody, and that's just the way it is. If everybody love me, I love y'all too, and everybody that don't have love for me, fuck you.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we got a hand up here. Maybe somebody want to come in and talk with
us. I hope one is one of them motherfuckers that say fuck me too.
Well, I ain't going to tell you that one, man. I'm going to congratulate you on the win, but I clicked on, man, and let you know I appreciate what you just said, man. That whole thing about going all across this country and
yes,
trying
sir.
To, you know, get as much heads as you can cut off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like how you just put that, man.
Like my homie, I just, like when Bodie, when we did that race, I said, homie, do you want to run that back? Guess what the man told me?
What's that?
He said, fuck you.
Yeah. Shit, he should have said, well, you get me the same rate.
Hey,
he said,
fuck you. So what I'm saying that, I waited until he got around his crew, and then I started telling him how sweet he was.
Man, fuck that. On the motor, man. On the goddamn motor.
You motherfucking right. On the motor. Yeah, so... we had a good time, man.
I don't want to fight no more.
You know it, baby. I don't want to fight no more.
Hey, Leroy. Let me ask you something. So how did everybody else do that was down there?
The boy from Jersey, he didn't do too good from what I've seen. And who was from?
I mean, everybody that just went down there with you, was their cars okay? Did it look good?
Well,
I know ain't nobody raced.
Three, he went to the semifinals of the shootout. And then he had some type of failure with his car. It backfired had gas or something, you know, like digestive problem or something, you know.
Mm.
But it did a backfire or something. Yeah, so, he made it to the semifinals, so, you know,
okay.
Up until the point is, Todd doing what it did. He was running good for a little while.
That's good. That's good. At least somebody represented. Yeah, that's good.
You're right.
Mm.
Yeah, but my homie, he didn't appreciate that shit. He got cussed. He got fussed at by the little white kids and everybody out there. He said, "Boy, we come here to." He said, "Why did you let him do you like that? We come to see you win." He said, "Don't worry about it, little fella. I'll get him next time."
I saw on the video they were like Bodie or Team Bodie versus Camaro, and they sitting there. Man, some guy from Chicago, some Camaro. But after that race was over, they all knew the name of that Camaro, didn't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told people it was coming. I told people the Mudbone brand would be around, and now it's here. Don't back up now.
The Mudbone brand? What kind of shit is that?
Mudbone 1 and Mudbone 2, goddammit. And it might be a Mudbone 3.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
They say, where you get that Mudbone shit from? I say, that's my partner. That's one of the partners with the car. He goddamn, he come up with that shit. And I say, goddamn, I'm rolling with it.
You need to slap that motherfucker in his head for that sorry ass name.
You ain't gonna be saying that shortly, goddamn. You gonna be out there hollering, Mudbone.
Mudbone 1 ain't gonna do shit. Sometimes you got him on the radar. He know it.
I be just to your phone.
Hey, Victor, you say what, Leroy? Hey, is that you, Victor? Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Mr. Leroy. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fine, kind of, sir. You wanna cut Eddie across his ass?
Eddie been bothering me all for the last 2 years, man. I'm gonna tear Eddie ass up when he comes to the trip.
Well, I guess that's my ass too, Rick. You know, you're gonna tear both our ass up, dude.
Okay, well, hey, if you get in the way, you gotta get it too. Shit, I ain't partial to nobody.
Well, hey, that's like self-explanatory. If you say Mudbone, you know you gotta cut me across my ass.
hey, that's the way it is. It's just like this. Y'all Mudbone or whatever clocks off, hey, this big time over here, so when one go down, we all go down.
Hey, well, one ass cutting coming up for big time.
Well, I'm going to be waiting on it. I'm glad of fact, I ain't going to be waiting on it. I'm waiting on it now.
So tell man, I love him too, but he got to get cut across his ass.
We'll do.
Yes, sir. You know, we gonna get it together.
Oh yeah. It's gonna happen. Yeah. We gonna play. Now what we? Hey, what else? What else do you got these cars for?
Man, shit.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting at home and put wax on them and take pictures and see how fast you are.
Yes, sir.
I ain't touched my wild man car in probably 5 years. For what? Ain't no motherfucking racing, but it's coming back out. It'll be back out next season.
I will say, Vic, that was your fastest car.
Yeah.
So do when you get it together, do we have a race?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want you to say you can't get no race, because that would never be true.
No, you never hear me say that. It's the same. It's basically the same caliber car.
No, I'm saying you said you couldn't. I thought you said you couldn't get no race.
I said ain't nobody doing, wasn't nobody doing no racing, so that's why I wasn't worried about it.
Oh, yeah. I race anybody with a big tire car or whatever, I'll race you for life.
That's what I like to hear. And that's the same way I am. You are, hey, this is go both ways. I like to race. I don't give a fuck if I, hey, if I lose, hey, I'm going to regroup and try to come back.
Well, I look forward to it. Don't talk me to death.
We coming. That's all I got to say,
hey,
Mr. Lee.
Hey, Big.
Yo.
You my main man, boy.
Who this?
It's K-Dog.
Oh, what up, K-Dog?
What up, K-Dog?
Man, I'm happy to hear you in good spirits.
Hey, man, I was down for a minute, but I had to have, you know, you got to just take your time, regroup, get your marbles
man,
right.
Man, you sound good,
right.
Man. And, hey, I've been thinking about you, you know what I'm saying? But I called tonight. Maybe it's because I could speak to you, man. That's love right there.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just on here having fun with everybody. I need this. I need this. This is food for the soul.
Yes, sir.
I, you know, Bruce Leroy, Big Eddie, all my guys that embrace me every day on a daily basis. I love that, man, and I'm a nationwide, internationally known, and I'm just gonna do my thing, man. You know,
good,
I help everybody. So if y'all need me, call me.
Yes, sir.
And you get that text. You get that text. I sent you, Kato.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Big Eddie, don't
okay,
be sending
them
people.
You know, phones is breaking. Phones be breaking the stuff, but when
you
saying,
gonna grab a motherfucker?
Hey, Chuck.
What'd you
hey,
say, Chuck?
Chuck.
Yeah.
You my out-of-town nigga. You my out-of-town nigga, Chuck. Chuck, you sound mellow, boy. Yes, sir.
Don't grab you somebody, man. You got the car looking good. Grab you somebody.
You know, I only be talking until my wheels is back on. I got jack stands on it and the wheels off. You know what I'm saying? But when they come back on, I'm getting ready, though.
Right.
Little minor problems. You know, hey, it's taking me a little longer. I'm doing everything on my own. But guess what? When I get there, I'm going to know this, know that. I'm having little trials right now. You know, but I'm doing everything on my own.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's
yeah,
cool.
So, yeah, it's all good. But, Chuck,
go, man.
I think I got your number, man. When I need you, I'm going to call you, bro.
All right. I got 44s. I got 42s. I got 40s. I got 38s. I even got some 50s.
God damn, Chuck.
Hey, man.
No,
hey, man.
You
got to
get
down with those. You got to get down with those to get down with you. That's all.
Yeah.
God damn, what happened, Uncle Larry? Where you at, Uncle Larry?
Uncle Larry, I miss you, bro. Where is he at? He on the line?
He should be somewhere on here. He's supposed to be on here. My man took a lap.
So what was the main topic for tonight, Eddie?
Well, for me was Leroy coming on and discussing what our plans was in the near future and what he's looking for in the car and what we gonna do, you know.
So what was the plan and what was y'all looking for?
To try to make it better. Hold on a second, I got somebody.
What'd
you say, K-Dog?
Ain't no plan. Just get out and race a motherfucker. That's the plan.
I was gonna say I ain't gonna tell our plan. Whoever step up gonna get stuck like their ass.
Well, what I was talking about, Leroy, about the power, we were going to try to bring some racing right here to the front, right here at home, and try to get people back to go and follow us with that, you know.
Hey, man.
Hopefully
the plan is just grab a motherfucker and race him. That's the plan.
Well, as you know yourself, Chuck, it ain't that easy. I mean, I can go grab Vic all day long, but everybody gonna get tired of seeing me fucking up Vic. And, you know, it gotta be some of it.
Well, hey, that's how the rivalries get started, you know.
Yeah, man.
Do all these guys going to get a chance to get a ringside seat to see the rise of Clocks Off and Clocks Off Race?
Yeah,
yes,
what up?
Oh, what up, Leon?
What's going on?
Hey,
what
I miss
up,
you,
Leon.
I miss you, Leon.
Hey, what up, man, Eddie? Hey, I hear a little bit. I walked in. I just peeked in. I heard a little bit, but you know what?
Yeah.
First of all, we got to start quit trying to wait on a freaking event to race.
Yes,
if
sir.
If you want to race.
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't got to
Hey, Leon, you wrong. First, you got to find a motherfucker that will race.
What? Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Stop
yeah.
But I wanna elaborate on what y'all saying, because before the last race came, I locked in on the race and didn't even have no testing and tuning really. I tried to put two or three passes in on the day of my race because everything was going good. 41 wasn't really, they wasn't really giving no testing and tuning. It was no options there for me to go, and at 131 neither. It was like all these tracks on the days in between that race, there was no testing and tuning really. You know, and that affected me rushing and trying to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't no problem though. You know, it ain't no problem. But at the same time, that was my issue. And I can only speak on what I had going on. But if y'all, like me, there was no testing and tuning a lot.
Well,
that's how
I don't
you
know.
For
I mean,
race.
I know.
That's
how
you prepare for a race testing this, and tuning. Dog. I can say this. Any track you go to, if you get your ass there early, you can make some pass.
I got my ass there early the day of the event, and I made me.
If you go to the track at 2:00 and the track open up at 9:00 and go hot at 10:00, then you got a problem.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Did y'all see me there early on the event day?
Hey,
I was trying.
Hey, Chuck,
well,
I ain't gonna sugarcoat it.
You can make your pay.
Hey, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. That's just like James Black them. They come up here on Big Shamlin race at 8:00 at nighttime and made one hit, and then they turn around and say the track wasn't working. Well, goddamn, you come here 8:00, the sun went down. The air done changed, the dude done kicked over. What do you think it's supposed to do? It ain't working because you come there with a damn this time to close.
You can go to any track there early, goddamn, before they start their program and run your car.
Mm-hmm.
But when you
everybody don't know, my mission test and tune is on Wednesdays and Fridays. Fridays is the best day to go because everybody works on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But Friday
right.
is test and tune. And they will give you radio prep and slick prep with big tires and wooly bars. So, but if I understand the Chicago area is a little further, you know what I'm saying? For 41 and 41, you can't test and tune at 41. I mean, you do what you always did. If you didn't race at 41, everybody load up and go to the Grove.
It's going to the Grove.
So I mean, either way it goes.
I didn't want to go there. That was where my opponent was. That was where my opponent was. So I didn't want
to
go there.
What were you supposed to race him at? 41?
Yes. I paid the punk out. But the whole thing was when you call on the phone and they give you the schedule and things like that, like Chuck saying, yeah, you could go before they start a bracket race or whatever, but when they announce it to you over the phone, they letting you know it really ain't no testing and tuning on that day. But like Chuck telling me now, you get there early before all that shit started, you can get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But they're gonna let all the cars go down
before they start their program. You just get your ass in line.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
They also let you test and tune in between your rounds. They call it up in between rounds if you can test and tune.
I am aware of that.
But when you went in between there, everybody's there. That's what Chuck's saying. Get there early.
So, yeah, you know. Early bird catch the worm.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to go down that bitch at 10 o'clock Sunday. Anybody want
mother,
to show up?
Mother Nature been kind of hard on 41 this year, too.
But it ain't
going to
be raining Sunday, man. I'm talking about the days it's been fucking them up.
I've been seeing so many letters on Facebook they've been putting out, man. I mean, it's like a disaster for them this year so far.
Well, you know what? This is my opinion, Eddie.
Yeah.
All right, we ain't got that many tracks up here. Nope. But they all within 200 miles. So if you got serious shit to do to your car, you need to get somewhere else, goddammit, and go wherever it takes. That means 131, Byron, the Grove, 41, Cordova. Y'all better go to them little half-ass tracks that you got to. But you got to do something.
Yeah.
So, all that bullshit, you just got to make a fucking day and get your ass up there and do what you got to do.
So, Chuck, you always been keeping an eye on 41. We know, everybody know you got a semi-fast car. It's all right. Now, what do you think about this year as far as what you didn't experience with the track prepping this year?
Hey, man, y'all was just out there at Sam's race. Did you see anybody have a problem?
Nope, but I still want your opinion. A racer, because you go. A lot of these guys ain't gonna tell the truth. But what's your opinion?
Yeah,
I heard you talk about it.
It's just like this, Eddie. If your car fucked up, you fucked up. If you don't know what to do, get somebody to know what the fuck they doing to make it go. It's just that simple.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the heat of the day, slick's gonna fuck up everybody. That's just it. As it get cooler, everything going to get faster. The air going to be better most of the time. But you got to go. If your shit fucked up, your shit just fucked up. If your shit right, it's going to go straight down the track. And that's how it was at that last race. Damn near everybody went down the track except them old ragged-ass cars that got a 14 on one side and a 15 on the other side.
I know,
I don't even know why these motherfuckers up here talking about the damn glue. You got slick. You can race on. You don't need no motherfucking glue. All you need is some water. Your shit will go right down. If your car right, you don't need no motherfucking glue.
I know my shit run a two on. At the Grove, I mean at 41.
Hey, Vic, you know back in the day, them niggas ain't never used no glue. They spray some water, do a burnout, and get the fuck on down. Everybody go down. So, What the fuck y'all crying about glue? Y'all ain't got no drag radios on.
Yep.
Shit, they gonna spray a little glue. They gonna drag it a little bit, and both lanes gonna be good. So if they got slicks on, I don't see why the fuck glue is an issue. You motherfuckers run on Doty Road like that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Get you a gallon of that damn track bike and spray it on your own car. See it.
What, all over the hood and the top stuff?
Hey, they can spray that shit in the carburetor. They still ain't going to do shit. Like, you know, I think motherfuckers try to find more excuses not to race and race.
Summer ain't over yet.
Yeah, well. If you lit kid, tell it. He says it's about a grudge race about every 3 weeks.
It was one every week until Vaughn took a break.
But listen to what you're saying. One fucking grudge race a week.
Right.
Out of 500 goddamn cars.
Right, all these goddamn cars in the Chicagoland area.
Now that math is fucked up, Eddie.
It is, too. But thank God
for
that.
Ain't nothing but a
living. Yeah. Hey, man. I don't know what to say, Eddie. I mean, you know, motherfuckers don't even come out to the track. They'll come out and watch. Like they say, they got oil pressure. No, I ain't bringing my car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened? Your wife had to go to church and you couldn't use her truck? What the fuck is the problem? Yeah.
There's a whole lot of capping going on.
Find you a goddamn man and fuck it. I ain't got no money, but I got $500. I'll beat your ass. You know.
Back in the days, everybody.
I like that.
Look for Friday or Saturday to bring their cars out on the trailer or anything on the street. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no just locking in. I ain't bringing my car out unless I lock in. And you can run up on somebody if everybody bringing their shit just on the strength that I might run into somebody. But that ain't the way it is now.
That's why streetcar chaos was so good. Everybody just showed up on fucking Friday night. You know? You'll find a motherfucker to race if you want to race.
Yeah. Is 41 having any kind of program this weekend, Chuck?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think they started back testing tuning. I think Sunday is going to be...
Oh,
I don't
man,
know
is
for
it
sure, but...
is they having a program? That's what I'm trying to find out. Is it going to be test and tuning, or is it going to be a program Sunday?
It's test and tune, I think. I don't know, Eddie. I don't know.
But the reason I'm asking is I'm asking you to get a full bottle. Get a full bottle. Come get my bone. And we go test on Vic ass. We make it down the track, we whoop his ass. If we don't, he get away. We come back, fix the car later.
What you say, Ed?
I'm trying to get Leroy to come get the car Sunday and bring it to the track. We ain't been down the track in 2 years and test on your ass.
I bet you will. I bet you won't.
God damn.
Do that for a few dollars if Leroy want to do it.
I bet you won't make. I bet you can't make him do it. I don't give a fuck what you do. Well, I tell you what. Guess what you do then. Then don't call me out for Sunday because you're talking about if you make a full pass. Go out Sunday, make your full pass, and then I'll meet you after that wherever you want to go.
The pass is going to be on your ass, whether he's full or not. The test pass is going to be on your ass.
Oh, okay. I got you now. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Well, all you gotta do is say, "Meet me there."
I'm trying to.
They just sent it all Sunday. It's test and tune.
Hear that, Leroy?
I'll test with your car, Eddie.
No, Chuck, leave that alone. Let me take care of that.
I'm gonna have something else for him now.
Well, we'll deal with that after I deal with Vic, man. After Vic whooped my ass, I might not want nothing else that day.
Well, you might as well pack up now then, motherfucker.
You already talking about you been lost. You already been lost.
It's okay, Vic. I've been the race. I've been the guy up there. I just want to get up there.
That's
get your ass up there. Go get the car and have it hit that track by 10 o'clock Sunday.
All he got to do is say, "Meet him there, Chuck," and I'm on my way.
Yeah. He ain't said that. He just talking shit.
I'll talk over to you. I'll let you know something, Vic. I'll let you know.
I got a 2 hours
on the phone. Make that motherfucker.
You
got to
let me know.
Laying in the bed. Man, tell him you want your car there at the track at 10 o'clock, man.
I got a two-hour drive. So you got to let me know for sure, because I got a two-hour drive. My car at home
for sure.
And my new shop in month.
Yeah, that's all right.
But
yeah.
It can be there Sunday.
See,
no
can
doubt.
Be there. Can you be there, Eddie? Can you be there, Eddie?
I'm trying to find out.
Hey, testing tune Sunday. We got testing tune Sunday. And it's four preps all the way through the quarter mile.
Yeah, you got Sean on there. They just said it. It's quarter mile all the way.
He said four prep.
Yeah, four prep. I'm prepping the whole quarter mile.
They took the weed whackers and got the little grass out the quarter mile. They ready.
Now the question is you ready, Eddie? Eddie?
I think so. Oh, that's
Eddie,
crazy.
Eddie scared Leroy hung his phone up.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have bought that to him. I forgot we ain't got the electric shift in there yet.
I'm still here. Here we go with excuses, goddammit. I'm still here, Chuck. I'm still here.
Eddie,
he's still here.
No. Eddie trying to draw on Vic for Sunday to get his car out, and he act like you got the fucking amnesia and won't say shit.
No, it's whatever Eddie want to do. If he want to do something, we're going to do it.
Oh, shit. Nah, Eddie. Nah, it's on you. He want to say he got time. Speak up, Eddie. Goddamn.
Well, hey, Leroy want to drive a car without an electric trip.
Oh, man.
That nigga been driving since he was 19 years old. He don't need no fucking electric shifter.
Eddie, get your...
When the 57,000, just bump it up.
Eddie, get your program together before you go to calling me out. You understand? Because I'm ready. I ain't got to call and ask no motherfucker. I ain't got to ask no motherfucker if they ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get in the car myself. I can't get in the car myself,
Vic.
You know.
Hey, Leroy. Stand down, Leroy.
Whatever you want to do.
Stand down, Leroy. I gotta get on Eddie's ass. Cause he talking about some. He gotta check and see what you want to do. He should have checked with you before he said something to me.
Need to get
but
that motherfucker
out
here. Yeah,
don't got a hand up. Somebody got a hand up. I'm blind in the motherfucker.
Man, we ain't talking about nobody with their hand up.
Me
and Lee, hey, man, Hey, Leroy was trying to say something to me. You be quiet for a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
What's going on, Vic?
What up, though?
What up, though? I'm glad to hear you speaking again, baby boy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just taking it easy, brother. I appreciate that, though.
Later, bro.
Trying to get on Eddie, and yep. He's talking shit.
I hear you. I've been listening for the longest. I've been hollering, but I didn't know I wasn't on.
Oh,
yeah. Hey,
well,
my blind ass just
I know why I wasn't on because that ain't my number. I'm going through somebody else right now. But yeah, how everybody
yeah,
doing,
that's
man?
That's cool
everybody
though. But
blessed. When you went down there, I like that.
Huh? You said what?
I told Leroy he did his thug sizzle when he went down there. And I even told Three Love he did a good job.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, hey, that's what it's supposed to be. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, hey. These niggas ain't racing, man. These motherfuckers ain't trying to do no racing. If Vaughn don't say that's racist, these motherfuckers ain't doing nothing.
Damn.
I watched Sean go over that video on nobody. He had a better chance of sitting on this toilet videoing himself shitting than going to see Tidy Boy.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, damn.
Hey, big boy, I'm just trying to do my job, man. I'm just trying to do my job. Everybody,
man,
somebody.
You wasted a whole lot of motherfucking time.
I'm listening to that.
Hey, Sean, I wish you would have went to the old folks home and picked the person that used to race. But they ain't never race.
Oh, dang.
Man.
Hey, I'm going to take it to the extreme. You could have went back to see A-Dog again. At least he's going to go and blow up.
Oh, damn.
You know what, preacher boy? I done forgot a lot of shit. You still learning, son.
Shit, you never knew shit, kiddo.
Yeah, you,
oh,
you,
damn.
A lot of you guys go grab somebody. At least I'm willing to spend money on my own knowledge.
Hold on,
so, hey,
I've been doing this for a long time, man.
You want to do all the talking, but you can't talk over me. Recognize this. I lined up with you and my car broke. Only reason why they erased you is because my car broke. And it was only because I accelerated. It wasn't that major with my top. But guess what? Preacher boy, you can never downplay me because my work is out here. Everything I do and people I fuck with is out here. You can't downplay me. You can't say K-Dog is a sherm head or K-Dog is a this or that. You can never downplay me. Hey, listen to me. I can stop right now. You can never catch up with me, boy.
You
can never catch up with
me.
So keep on talking. Because guess what? Words with no substance are merely words. You ain't broke no track records, nigga. You ain't broke no track records. Recognize this. My motor got fucked up. My motor got fucked up when I raced you.
I'm gonna do everything.
And I didn't fuck it up.
Myself
and guess what? If my motor was never fucked up, me and you would have got it in, baby boy.
Hey, man.
That's all.
I'm hoping we still get that action.
See, one thing about me,
You got on the show saying 100 things about me. It don't matter because that shit ain't true. Words with no substance don't bother me. But see, at the end of the day, niggas seen me lined up with you. And I broke. Okay, I give you that. I broke. And whatever happened after that, I paid you whatever. But it's not over yet. We still got racing to do. And I will see you again.
Right, baby.
I will see you again, preacher boy.
I'm hoping so.
I did more for you than any nigga on this phone have done for you. And recognize that. I did more for preacher boy than a lot of niggas on this phone. I won't say everybody, but I'm not going to go into all that because I'm not petty. See, I'm K-Dog. I don't feed into niggas bullshit, but guess what? Ask preacher boy have I ever been there for him on more than 5 occasions.
Yeah, you been there. But you ain't been there more than a motherfucker on this phone. It's one person on this phone that's always there if I ever need him.
I said a lot of motherfuckers. I didn't say everybody. I said a lot of motherfuckers. I'm not gonna even speak negative on you right now.
Because
that ain't my character. See, you can't get on the phone and bash me no more. I let you get away with that shit.
You
see what I'm saying? But guess what? I will say that you desensitized me to a whole lot of things.
I'm hoping I made you harder.
But guess what? When some shit was going down after the other little race,
yeah.
I defused that shit. See what I'm saying? But you don't think about all that
on
the phone.
Preacher boy, K-Dog. I wouldn't expect nothing more from you, though, because I know you as Preacher Boy.
Hey,
K, hold on one second, man. Let me ask you guys something. Yeah, I'm going to get right on back out of the way. Do you all not have enough sense to know that it doesn't matter because I was there for you one time or 50 times, as long as I was able to help a brother out when he was in time of need? How y'all doing? Talking about I helped you 5 times
you said,
or someone
you said,
did it
you
more.
Said,
it,
you said,
I didn't bring
up, man.
He run that up. Somebody helped me 5 times.
Let me cut you off for a minute. Have you ever seen me talk negative about preacher boy?
Kato.
That man is rooted pussy. Let him talk.
Hold on, okay.
That pussy is scarred up, man. She hurt.
No, but see, you shouldn't
have signed
it. I ain't never hurt. I'm going to be honest with you. You shouldn't have signed it. Because it doesn't matter whether a man helped you out one time or 50 times, as long as a brother was able to help you when you needed help. You may give me $5, and I don't have a dime. I may give you 50, and you don't have a dime. Who gave the most? It doesn't matter.
What I'm trying to explain is you was listening. Are you listening?
Are you listening? I hear you, you ain't saying nothing.
Are you listening?
I hear you. I'm listening. I'm trying to eat right quick.
Okay, so now, listen to what I'm telling you. All the things that Preacher Boy ever said about me, I know him. I never got on the phone feeding into that. He know how I feel about him. But he gonna get on the phone just try to antagonize me, this and that. I never said what I did for him. I never said how much I did for him. I'm just not feeding into that. Have you ever seen him talk about me when I wasn't on the phone?
If you listen to what I said, I just told Preacher Boy he should have never said that. You should have never started it, Preacher.
He's been talking about me for the longest. That's the only reason
I stick my head
why
in shit.
I elaborate.
I rub it around in another motherfucker face. My bad.
I'm never dumb. I forgot shit you still learning. Once I say it again,
man,
you only
smart
in your own mind. See, that's why you can't grow.
You smart as a
baffled
orangutan.
I know. I understand. Keep talking, Preacher Boy.
I hope you get your copy the last time I get mine
sick. I'm going to keep my mouth shut because if you see two people arguing, you don't know which one is the fool.
It's a chaos show. Hey, Eddie, I'm bringing your reading.
It's all good. Preacher Boy, you know how I feel about you. So let's just leave it alone.
Listen to me. Let me help you out. No, I
don't want to listen to you right
now. You need me stranded.
You can't,
you
can't conduct,
you need
you
me,
can't conduct
I'm
the conversation. You can't control the conversation, preacher boy. You can't control it. You only got 50% of it. So, no, I don't want to listen to you.
I got you doing what I want you to do.
I still got love for you, bro. So let's change the subject. Please. I still love you, preacher boy. We done fought together.
Okay,
we done
Smokey.
Case together. Let's just change the subject, bro.
Okay, Smokey. I'll change the subject.
And guess what? We still going to race. Whenever we get there and our, both our tires running, we going to get there.
Thank you.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
You better call me tomorrow.
What you say?
I say, you boy, you better call me because we going to race. And everybody ain't got to be around because the relationship that me and you got, you know what it is. I don't even feed it. I know what you be doing, and I don't even feed into it. But at the same time, I'm on your ass.
Whatever.
Man.
Hey, Vicky, did y'all hear that DJ music? Did y'all hear me make that man dance to my music? Not this time, Lee. Not this time. God damn it,
yes,
my phone won. Did I take it off?
What up, preacher boy?
Hey, preacher boy,
why you ain't raised this summer?
My car been booked for three months now, and I ain't made no noise until today just to piss this nigga off. I couldn't turn a tie if I put
it. Hey, preacher boy, believe it or not, you didn't piss me off. I just let you talk enough all these times and just spoke up to you. I'm not pissed off, but I just don't want you talking over me. You got a habit of talking over people, man. Not one time, all the things you said, I have elaborated on. That shit don't mean nothing to me. It's just a point that you try to talk over people and control the conversation. You can't do that with me. Me and you go back and forth with this shit, bro.
No.
Oh, no.
Misery love company.
I got a lot of company. It's all in fun, though.
I know it is, preacher boy. And I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, and we're going to talk and kick it, and ain't no love lost, bro.
Goddamn, you going to call me tomorrow? Goddamn.
Hell yeah, I don't want to fuck with you tonight.
I don't want to fuck with you tonight.
Okay, well, I won't call you tomorrow. Fuck it.
Oh, shit. All right, man. I'm telling the motherfucker, though. Hey, Vic, how you been doing, man? Vic. Vic, tell us
how
you doing.
Oh, where's Vic? Still on. No, let me see.
Vic didn't like you fucking with me, preacher boy. You done made him hang
up,
man.
What up? How you feeling, Vic? Hey, Vic, how you been doing, man?
All right.
Man, I want to whoop my own ass, and I've been saying for the last month I'm going to call you, and I ain't been doing nothing but busting my ass, getting irritated by these other slow motherfuckers like me.
It's all good. I'm getting better. I'm
glad to hear you. Last night you sounded weak. Today you sound like you got a little strength in your voice, man. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, I've got good days and bad days, you know what I'm saying?
I just want you to keep your head up and keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. I am. I'm coming back. I ain't going to be gone too long. I'll be back.
Hey,
I ain't got
I ain't got to get in the car. My son has stepped up to the plate.
Hey, man, if I can do it, y'all can do it, man. Do what you do,
yeah.
Man.
You right.
I'm a little crazy-ass cripple little boy now. Oh, goddamn, y'all can do the same thing.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah, the man upstairs got me, man. The man upstairs told me I'm going to be all right.
And then that's what you believe in, and don't change it.
That's right. I gave it all to him.
That's what you supposed to give it to him. He supposed to have it in the beginning. He's supposed to have
yeah,
it in the beginning. So.
You're right.
So then let, it work, yeah. Let him work his magic.
That's it. That's all.
Let him work his magic. That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. Won't be long.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. We're going to continue having a good time.
That's right.
All the time.
We got to bring some life. We got to bring some life back to our drag racing world.
Yes, sir.
It's coming.
Yes, sir.
It's coming. The real players just got to get back in the
game. You better go visit the Wizard of Oz first. You better go visit the Wizard of Oz first.
Stop it, kid. Stop it,
kid. Hey, kid, listen. Kid, you got two of us that's down. You got two real racers that's down. Big Stick and my car broke. You know, if either one of us was running, we'd be trying to race somebody.
Now, I want to ask you a question since you're on the phone. How many grudge racers have you known at the track since the second week of June until next week?
What you mean? That again?
I said, how many grudge races have you seen at the track since the second week of June until next week in the Midwest, in the Chicagoland area?
Thank you for answering my question, man.
I don't never see them really until Vaughn or somebody get ready to race and they pop their head up. But I ain't seen nobody with their race cars out trying to do nothing.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for answering my question.
I seen people rush event. That's all I hear. People.
He just answered the question that I was saying.
See, one thing about being big for sure, we don't need no show or no thing to go race.
No audience.
We're gonna
right,
get
no
out
audience.
There. We're gonna try to go.
Right.
Like, we don't need
that's
no
right.
audience. We're gonna try to race.
We don't need an audience.
Because one thing about it, them bands ain't paying us. It's the motherfucker that we your against gonna be paying us.
True that.
So we try to have a good time and we get our rocks off being in them damn cars. So hey.
Damn right.
So that's
when
what's going on with us. Like,
when
we had a good time.
That's right.
Right.
I'm
we
trained.
We had a good time because we're getting down the track.
I'm trained for this shit. I'm trained.
I'm trained to go, too. Hey, man, it's been killing me not to really let the brake go. I ride that golf cart so much. For
put a trans brake on the golf cart.
It's going to be one on there for this golf cart race, Nick. That last man, he torqued up on me and whooped my ass. I got some fun when he torqued up on me next time.
I heard that. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Out for 42. I got to tune my golf cart up, man. I got to put new plugs in the oil change and everything after 42.
Hey, and that brother still
thought,
ain't going to whoop you. You better get it right, preacher boy.
Hey, you know I'm going to get it right. You know I'm going to get it right.
Get it right, because I'm letting my son get in the shootout this year.
Hey, I don't even keep my golf cart around me. It's dirty and fucked up. I just leave it parked at the Grove. When I go to the Grove, just grab the key and get in it and ride around the track. But I'm going to pick it up next Thursday, go to 42, come back. I'm going to clean it up, put some more music on it.
Last place.
I'm working on it because I ain't got no car.
Oh, yeah.
You better get it ready before it's over, that pot done got bigger.
You know have to be ready. But there's going to be a lot of motherfuckers out there trying to be ready. Did you tell them people no electric cars?
Yeah, no electric. Yeah, I've been saying when I go back live again in a couple of days. I'll probably go back live tomorrow. Man, they had me crying laughing, man. I can't wait to get perm side, though. I got to get perm side. I ain't going to never get one side. Got to get perm side.
Yeah, get it side.
Now, what I will do for Tabo, I will give him all the crazy money. He came from a long way. He flushed a lot of toilets. Yep.
Why
the fuck
you get ready? Oh,
man.
Do
you
think
you
will
take the cash
with
you? Man.
Lord,
I will. And
you know what? And that was all in fun. That's why I kept saying a friendly rivalry.
When we go out of town, I look up, there go Tidy Bowl. So, hey, Tidy Bowl is better than a lot of people you know. Sometimes he make it out of town, don't even make it down the track. But he still show up with his car and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
So, he's betting 100 in my book.
Yeah. He will. That's the first thing I told him, man. I commend him on him. Man, getting, you know, a lot of people saying why he going down there, you know. And it's like he said, it's his car. He go where he want to go. And he was right. And he wasn't saying nothing bad, you know. He's trying to have some fun.
So anywhere his money can take him. Enjoy yourself. I do the same thing. You ain't got the grudge.
Exactly.
You ain't got the grudge right now. First, go out of town. That's your dime.
Yep. Yeah, and he locked in with two races, I think. 42. What the hell? Oh. Oh.
I meant to play this theme song for Clock Talk before the board shut down. Cause I want everybody to know, ready or not, here we come. Shut down.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit.
Yes, sir, ready or not, here we come, goddammit.
In a hurry, in a hurry. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, Larry?
All right. Come here and say, man. Yeah, good hearing all of y'all, man, you know. Everybody on here blessed, you know. But it's just like I said a long time ago. A lot of folks didn't pay it no mind. And a lot of folks laughed at me and said this and that. It's gonna take some fellowship to really get this thing back on track in Chicago, you know. And
yes, sir.
I don't know who all is willing and who all ain't willing, you know, because everybody got the right to do what they want to do. But my thing is that we done turned around and we done turned it up everywhere else. and forgot about home. You know.
Yeah.
And when I say home, I'm saying this here. When this thing first started out, even when the merger was made, it was this town against that town, that town against this town, and so far and so on. Now we ain't even got nobody to represent. So the brother say, hey, it's time for me to come back and try to see if we can establish something and get these cards together so we can try to see if we can bring it back here and get, you know, get everybody to join back in and start back having fun and going representing and stuff, because that's what the whole thing really is about in the first place, is racing and having fun and enjoying being with one another so we can turn around and come back and do it all over again, you know. So I'm just looking for it. I'm sitting back and I'm waiting. I'm listening for it. I'm looking for it and hoping that it does occur, because of the simple fact that Chicago, we have lost it all, man. And Chicago was one of the greatest towns it was when it comes to this game, man. I know it because I've been around this game a long time. I done sat back and I done watched these guys, man, from a youngster, man. You know, and y'all know that's been a pretty good while, you know. So I just hope that it turn around and come back around, because Clark Sullivan said they, now that they didn't got some of the cards together, the organization is pulling back tighter than what it was, and we're going to see if we can turn around and make things turn around and do a complete U-turn, because of the simple fact that one thing I can say, when my buddy left out of here, and I ain't just saying it because he's my buddy, you know, and I ain't saying it because he's my little brother. I'm saying it because it was true. When he left out, he was a people's champ, and I think when he come back, he's going to be a people's champ. And I'm going to support him, and I'm going to support the rest of you all that's out there doing what y'all do, because of the simple fact, like they say, everybody got a right to do whatever it is that they want to do. You know? And I just hope it all pool together. I'm waiting on Lil Big Man as well. I'm waiting on a few other cars that's coming out. I ain't calling no specific names because it's a lot more cars in the organization coming out too, you know. But my thing with it is this here. Man, we need to get back together and start having fun, man, because it's always been fun, man. I've always loved what y'all do, you know, and I'm going to continue to do that because everybody got a right to do whatever it is that they want to do. But I just like to see it when it's organized, because representation, we don't have no representation. We got a lot of lost sheep, you know, that's out there that's stirring around because they don't have no shepherd. So, you know, if you don't be a shepherd, if you're going to be a shepherd. You don't have your own flock. You got to have your own before you go to somebody else's, man. That's always been my take on it. But I ain't going to take y'all time, man. I just, you know, I've been sitting back listening and enjoy y'all laughing and talking and having fun, because that's what it's all about. You know, because the word grudge is used very loosely now. It ain't the same. When you talk about grudge, you talk about grudge racing a cause. You're not talking about grudge racing a person, you know. And we need to show a lot more respect and love for one another than what's being shown, because of the simple fact that it seems like somebody, just like they said about Bron, you know, all while he was winning and stuff, he lose one. Oh, man, he wouldn't have never known what he could do if he hadn't got up there against the car. That was his choice, you know, that he wanted to try that car. And ain't nobody going to win them all. And somebody that I don't know, Don Garland, didn't win them all, you know. So, you know, it's all part of the game, but he getting up there. You know, you can't be scared and get up there. You got to get up there. If you feel like you got your man, you're supposed to get up there. If you make a mistake, hey, man, ain't none of us perfect, no, but we all going to make mistakes. That's the way it goes. So Uncle Lance, finna shut up, y'all. I just wanted to come here and holler at y'all, man, and pay my dues.
Hi, Larry. I love how everybody gave him the respect to talk, and we all listened. That was real nice.
God damn, y'all ain't got nothing to say. Y'all left the building?
Oh, man. They're getting their cars ready. They're getting their cars ready for drag racing.
What do you say, kid?
They're getting their cars ready for drag racing.
Kid, I hear you. I can't do no more getting my golf cart ready for drag racing.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't think they. Hey, I don't pay for parts. Goddamn it! I don't even think they're trying to make it. When I get some motherfucker, they're gonna be outdated. Yeah, fuck it. When it happened, it happened.
Yeah.
No more than that, man.
Did anybody lose a child on the south side? Maybe about 5 or 6 years old, a little girl?
They got an ammo alert going on?
I don't know. How in the fuck can you lose a child and you don't speak up? How in the fuck you don't know your child, miss? Man, what the fuck is wrong with the world today?
It's cracking you.
I don't know what the fuck it is. But how in the fuck do you lose a 5 or 6 year old child and you don't know where they're at? Child out roaming the streets in Canada and you don't know where the child is at? Whoever she belonged to, when they find the motherfucking parents, they should lock them motherfuckers up and throw the key away.
I'm back.
Lincoln.
What up, kid?
Shit, nothing much.
Hey, kid, did you go up there last week?
No, shit. That rain threat goddamn kept me at home, Lincoln.
Right. Hey, kid, that's why I went. That's why I went Friday.
Yeah, that was the best day.
I see. Let me go Friday. Because I'd like to, I would like to Saturday too, but I overslept Saturday. I didn't even say it was the last car went down the track. I had a good time. I went up there. I seen old Tommy Hammond, enjoyed myself with him. Theo Hines, I kicked it with him. Shit, I had a good time.
You on 275s, huh?
Yeah. They made a class. If you see what they was running, it was 88 degrees up there. And they on 275 when they got done with all that shit. They run them goddamn radio tire cars down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I seen one of them in that class knock them off. Not one.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like to see no Tommy up there.
Them $300,000 car. I hung over at his trailer with him, kicked it with him, talked with him.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty chat. It was all right.
Yep.
Had a good ass time. I'm gonna go to Indianapolis too. Indianapolis better than Martin, cause it's more cars. Indianapolis got a lot of motorheads down there. They got a lot of motorheads. I had a good time last week.
Yep, I wanted to join you, man, but like I said, that goddamn threat of rain kept me at home.
Yeah, I seen it. Saturday went bad. At least it didn't rain here, but it did. Sunday, they got it over with, but they say the rain stopped a lot of stuff, and, you know, people were
going
home.
Right, yeah. Yep. Well, there's one thing about it.
I had a good time.
They will turn their breaker loose. They don't be waiting all night.
Hey, for that $25 there, I pay it every day.
It was well deserved.
That $25 right there, I love that. That's worth it. I want to see some racing. I want to see some good racing. Them the races you go to. You want people to go racing?
Yep.
I'm sorry. You want people to go racing, you got to go to, you got to go to them races. Other than that, you ain't going to see nothing. But
no, you ain't.
People standing around running their mouth. Hey, you ain't hear no haters. You ain't hear no crybabies. You ain't even lit people was up there betting them $5 and $3 kid. You weren't hearing no complaints, no fussing, no cussing. You know, sometimes we got to respect when we go places instead of y'all ignorant all the time. Would I do it again? Hell yeah. Hey, yeah, I'll do it again. Go to the NMC, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we was headed up that way.
I think this time, cause me and Bruce were last in Indianapolis. I'm gonna go down there Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
In the town, I might do Sunday too. That's a good race. From my experience, from what I've seen last year, it was well worth it to go down there last year. I ain't lying.
Yep.
What else going on? Where everybody at? Eddie, what you got? You ain't got nothing going on tonight on the show? What you got?
Oh, they preparing their cars. They're probably in the garage.
You know what, kid? I'm going to say this. My car sitting in the garage ready to go. But when you got a lot of responsibility, school coming, kids, every time I go out with my car, it costs damn near. It costs $500-something to go out.
Oh, sure. Tell me
do
about
I got
it.
The extra $500 to throw in a car just to go to the track? No.
Nope.
You know, you got to slow down because the gas prices that got up, everything went up too high. So everything costs them double.
Yeah.
And now, the way the racing game going now, guys, my winners, I don't even care if I don't go race. It costs too much. I don't care if nobody says it, they won't say it. That shit costs $200 to go up there and take the goddamn truck out. You go out with your truck, that's $200. You got to pay to get in, that's $40, $50. You got it? Don't take nobody with you because you're going to have to pay their way to get in.
Yep.
I'm back. What I miss?
It costs. I ain't going to lie. A lot of this shit here I made a motherfucker damn near don't want to race. Racing gas. Last time I bought racing gas, it cost me $130.
Damn. What's that, for 5 gallons?
Yep. 130.
Yeah, I got to go on mute.
Yeah, I heard that, Leon.
$30. Now, hold on. Now, you heard what I just said, what it costs, right? You heard me one time say how many it costs to fill them 15-pound bottles if they empty.
No,
that's
how much?
That's 85 nights. Well, it was 75 the last time I had it filled. That's been 2 months ago because I got I got four 15-pounders. Well, guess what? If you empty, I bet you it costs all tier 100 now. So do I want to go spend that kind of money just to go to the track? You ain't going to have no money to gamble.
Yeah.
It got too expensive now.
Maybe that's what's keeping everybody back.
Hey, I used to can go to 41 on $60 worth of gas I can put in my truck. It only costed $85 to fill that truck up now. It costs $170 to fill that truck up now. $170. It costs too much, man.
Yeah,
tires,
man.
Buy a new tire. That mother said $726 for two slicks. $726. And the last time I bought something, they only was costing me $400. It was five twenty-five for 33 10 5W.
They
want $700. That man told me $726 for Hoosiers. Now, I did a lot of questioning with Mickey Thompson. Hoosier was there and Mickey Thompson was there.
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell y'all what they said. Just stand back and watch by 2023. Watch what's going to be a big change. This ain't mm-hmm. nobody told me that this was fucking Mickey Thompson and Hoosier said.
Yeah.
Remember, half the shit we getting around here coming across that water. If that ship don't come across that water, guess what?
Prices are going up.
We not getting it. And what we got over here, they robbing us with it. So they going up on every damn thing. Mother don't want to go racing. Mother can't afford to go racing. It costs her too much.
Damn if you do and damn if you don't.
Right. It costs a lot of money, kid. Told you what it cost me. What money I spent.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the nicest out.
Yeah.
Nicest and went up. Go get some bottles filled up now. You know what you used to fill up before. Go get one. Go get some filled up now.
Yes, indeed.
It just costs too much. It's really getting a call. I think the people
mm-hmm.
who selling their cars, they doing the smartest thing in the world. They the smart one.
They
get out of it before it's too late. This should be some shit. We just sat there with a statue. Cost too much.
Good.
Jobs ain't paying no bunch of money.
mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, I make good money at my job.
Yeah.
But do I want to just jack it off on going out to a racetrack? Hell no. I used to love to go to the track, but it don't really excite me like that no more.
Hey, that's why you move 20 minutes from the track.
Yeah, it's still got to get
my shop.
Hey, you still got to pay for license. You got to still pay for gas.
Yeah, that's true too. But hey, my new shop is 20 minutes a month. Then.
Oh, man.
20 minutes. That's all I got to go, 20 minutes. It's actually 18 to be exact.
No, that's
illegal. Everybody can't get blessed like that, Vic. I'm just coming out there what it costs to go out there.
Right.
And do
no,
this
shit. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
This shit went crazy. Where it used to cost us $65 to fill up. $60-$70 to fill up, it cost $170 now. I had a half a tank, and that son of a bitch, to fill it up, it took $85, and I had a half a tank.
Yeah.
Damn, Vic, I thought Muncie had fell off the map. It's been goddamn a bunch of years since I've been there.
No, Muncie is good, kid.
Muncie
is
good.
Hey, kid, that's another place. You want to go see some Tom Guns getting it in?
Yeah.
That's another place.
Oh, yeah.
Them more country boys.
Yeah, they ain't much,
I ain't been there God knows how long.
Man, they get the kid. Ain't nothing changed. Actually, they did better. Muncie look good. They doing good over there. They in their own little world.
Like I say, it's 20 minutes from my new shop.
Yep.
20 minutes.
Is Osceola still in business that anybody know of or what?
No, they closed. Osceola closed
over.
It's a done
deal. Dairy plant. That's a dairy place, not a kid. Some guy got some big dairy operation. He dug the track up and everything.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Ain't no more. That track is over.
Yeah, if a motherfucker wanted to go hide and test the car, that was the place to go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Oh, what's the name from NHIA? Terry McMillan just bumped up the hill.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He said he's going to make some changes because he got a lot of land out there, and they're going to build up. It's that's going to be a decent place to go.
Yeah.
Them tracks be pretty full. Oh, Monty, once a month, kid, you want to see some hardcore races and you see some Radio versus World cars, go to Monty's the first of the month. Every first weekend of the month, they got a head-up run, small tie race down there. You catch some song guns coming up out of Ohio, Cleveland. They got a once in a month, some big race they have once a month up there.
you see something, you see at least 10 or 15 in the Radio Versus the World crowd up in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, good old boy.
Yeah, yeah, I've been over there, kid. I've been over there and seen it. With my own eyes.
Yeah, I know you've been over there.
I went to it.
Yeah, like I said, I ain't been there in God knows how long.
Right around, right in my neck of the woods now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving you boys alone up here. You boys ain't doing nothing up here.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that.
I had to go home to save my marriage, kid.
Yeah.
Racing up here is just,
you did the right thing.
You got to do too much. You got to do too much to race.
Right.
You
got
to give them up in the spot to make
Monty
a race.
Ain't too far for you to get found up there, man. You know, yeah. I don't mind coming to Monty.
I bet you bet not. I bet you bet not. You come to Monty, I'm going to cut your head off.
Ooh.
Put it this way. You come, hey, this is what I'm going to tell you, Big Eddie. If you come to Monty, you got the back tie.
Damn.
Ooh-wee.
You got the back tie with Toe Tiger, baby. I'm going to make my son blow your nose off.
Oh, man. Well, you might as well just give me everything and grill a drink, man.
No, I can't give you all that. You got the back tie. I'm going to use one of them old down south tactics. You got the back tie.
You got the back tie.
Head down 65 right now. I gotta get home. I should have been home already.
All the way.
Yeah, bring that old mud bone out there. You got the back tie.
I'm gonna have some fun this year, Vic. At least once. Hope I can keep going.
I hear you.
But I had to get out the way and let them do what they had to do with the mother cow.
I understand. Now it's your turn. Get up there.
Now it's my turn.
Get up there. That's all you got to do, Eddie. Get on up there. That's Toe Tiger waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
I told you, I put the cover on that mug, huh?
Vic, you going to try to go over to Dragway 42?
I don't think I'm going to take the car because I have, like I said, right now I got good days and bad days, kid.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to get out there and have an episode or something. You know what I'm
right.
I'm thinking I want to go. I'm probably going to go and watch unless my son say he want to take the car. If he say he want to take the car, I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But lately, this little medicine they've been giving me been helping. I've been feeling pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's another nice old track.
Right. Yeah, I didn't get to go last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's doggone. I lost. I lost 31 pounds in a month and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you look like
a huh?
No, I'm trying to open up these one of these little plastic things with the silver on the foil on the top for my grandbaby.
Yeah.
Shit tearing my nails up, man.
Your finger's too fat. Your finger's too fat.
Just tearing my nails up, man. I need to find something to punch a hole in this shit.
Man, I ain't never been to 42 either, Vic. Hey, Vic, I ain't never been there either, so I'm going to go.
Huh? I'm gonna try to go. I mean, it's, like I said, it just depends on how I feel.
Right now, I feel pretty good.
I ain't never been there either. I missed last year too, but I'm going this year and I'm gonna up there and watch.
I thought you was there last year. My bad.
No. Oh, I ain't never been there. I don't even know how to get there, but I'm gonna put that GPS on US 42 and head that way.
That's still Ohio, right? Yeah, it's Salem, Ohio, I think it is.
West Salem, Ohio. Just fill up your gas tank and your pockets for a toll fare. You'll be all
right. Right.
Some tolls going to eat your ass up.
I got an iPad. I'm just going to put $100 on the iPad.
Yep.
If I go there, motherfucker, it won't be a Young Money race.
How many tolls you got to go through?
Shit, I think it's about 5 or 6 of them.
That's the only way you can go that way?
Yeah, well, you can take the scenic route, but you'll be next year getting there. Yeah, but once you get there, you know, just look out for the, just be considerate of the folks with them horses and buggies, you know, traveling up and down the road. Yeah,
Amish
fuck
people.
Around there. Yeah, you fuck around and run over some horse shit.
There you go.
Well, the way they stand it, they're gonna be able to go sightseeing because the track ain't going to open the lake, they said.
No, I ain't finna do no motherfucking sightseeing. Never find me off in them goddamn bushes over in there.
Well, kid, ain't nobody gonna fuck with you. You like Leroy Brown.
Yeah, I know. I ain't gonna get an opportunity. I'm like Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to fold them and know when to hold them.
hold them.
I thought you like Stan Wild Fat. You be everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm tired of 100 motherfuckers, man. I just came back from the Grove.
Tell me how.
Oh, you want to have at the Grove tonight?
Yeah, they just said they're doing it for tomorrow, Mopar Day.
Mopar Day? The big Dodge.
Yeah. I'll be up there tomorrow looking at the Mopar just doing their job.
Don't put that in there. Hey, get that out your mouth. Lay, get that out your mouth.
Hey, man, it don't hurt to be a spectator.
Them wise guys still race up there? They're still going down the same quarter mile, huh?
Yep.
Are they stopping up there or what? They don't have no problem stopping.
Them motherfuckers. They don't have no problem stopping.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like some of these slower boys around here hollering about the Grove ain't got no stopping room. They need to invest in some better brakes and shit. What you think?
Hey, man, listen. A motherfucker just ran 218 tonight. Stopped with no parachute out.
So in other words, these boys with these slower cars are having some kind of excuse.
Yeah, they don't know when to let up when they get their ass whooped. They just stand there and they on a suicide mission.
Oh, okay then. All right.
Yeah,
I told you,
kid, that's what it be. I told you.
Yep.
You got to let up, man.
They don't know when to let up. So then, I ain't never had no problem stopping there.
No, I ain't never known none of the wise guys that had no problem stopping there either. No alcohol funny cars that had no problem stopping. So I don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Man, when you ain't shit, you come up with excuses to make your shit don't look bad.
That's true. That's
hey,
true.
Kid,
you are absolutely true.
Go
yeah,
back,
whatever.
Go way back, kid. Go way back. Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Go all the way back to
yeah.
the night
Carl's
Head.
Motherfucker Carl's
right.
Head drum break. They were stopping in. And you know
yeah.
the drum break get hot, boy.
Oh,
these
disc brakes do. Yep.
No, back in the day, they had some problems at the Grove with Carl's Stop. They actually extended the end of the track.
Yeah, as I'm saying, but they had drum brakes then. Now they got
right.
all four wheel disc brakes
from
the factory.
Right, but I'm talking about like in the late 80s, early 90s, they had problems.
Yeah, yeah.
My father used to, my daddy used to bracket race out there all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, them like you said, the Rams got stopped and they running 220, 200, all of that.
You got alcohol funny cars. You got alcohol funny cars and shit that stopped up there.
Right, so a motherfucker that's running 130, he shouldn't have a problem stopping at all.
He should have no problem. He should be able to stick his foot out the door, goddamn, to stop.
He should make that first time, goddamn, with no problem.
Right.
These motherfuckers just looking for all excuses not to race.
All excuses.
Let me help you out a little better than that. Half of these motherfuckers talking about all they want to do is race to the 8. Now, if you race to the 8 and you don't know when to let the fuck up and stop, you's a dumb motherfucker.
Tell
you got
me
that
about
right.
It, man.
You race to the 8, you got another
but see, that's the whole, 360 that's the whole thing.
And the finish line.
A lot of people don't know when to get up. You hear them
that's
at 41.
It.
The lights, the wind light and everything that came on, them motherfuckers still on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only good
that's
thing about 41, the finish line is a whole another town.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just
down
saying.
In the bushes.
But I'm just saying, there's a lot of motherfuckers that don't know when the finish line is.
They don't.
Man, them ain't
across that motherfucker saying you are finished.
They ain't got to write no sign. You got to write a sign
now
on the back of the motherfucker.
About,
listen, they kill me. Hey, they don't get down at the Grove and they race to the 8.
But hey, they talking about some shutoff room. They must they know they ain't been fast at Byron.
No, hell no, because it's rough at Byron sometimes.
You're damn right it is.
But listen, this what killed me about them talking about the Grove. They ain't never raced down south at Hot Springs. It ain't
nope.
no stopping room.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like I said, if you got a problem stopping, you need to invest in a better braking system.
Well, they ain't going to do that, kid.
Stop.
They better get them anchor.
Yeah.
Hey, and half of them talking about they need a parachute. They pull it, that bitch going to drag because they ain't going to have enough mile per hour to pop it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You ain't right. You ain't right, Preach.
Man, I'm just saying, the excuses these people use for not the drag race, I don't get it.
Yeah, you get it. They ain't trying to go, kid. They just ain't trying to go.
Hey, kid, I know you saw
yeah.
that. I'm like him now. 1 and 1 equals 2. None equals 0. They some none-ass racers, and they ain't trying to go.
No.
And when, hey, think about this, kid. When they all do bring their cars out and they get together, it's a car show. Whenever they
car
go up to
the line
and they... And they next door to each other, you know, when we get in the staging lane, they finna let the car
mm-hmm.
start going down. Motherfucker, oh, you
yep.
go by yourself. I'm good. I'm just testing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
They don't even want to get one tested for free.
A car show and a picnic is what it's all about.
Yep. Just to let a motherfucker know, I got a car. You see my car?
Yeah.
All because
yeah.
they can't accept the ass whooping.
Hey, it happens. Everybody can get their ass
whipped. They'll never know if they can win or not because they don't even try.
You got to show up to show out.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all some funny shit. Now, when I'm at the Grove for Larry's Fun Fest and Walker State, them motherfuckers be raising like a motherfucker. They steady going round and round trying to whoop each other ass.
Yep. Yeah, I just don't get it, man.
The so-called grudge racers and racers don't bust a grape in Wilson's backyard.
I see why the Wizard of Oz is so busy.
Oh, shit.
Well, he ain't busy enough because he ain't giving these motherfuckers no heart.
Yeah, you got a point
no
there,
courage.
Bitch.
They ain't got no courage. No heart.
No courage, no heart, no nothing.
Only thing they got was them glass silver. All they want to do is go home.
Yeah.
Don't be throwing.
Yeah. All big headed folks.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
who Paul is. Man. That damn big head.
I ain't gonna tell you no lie. We should have like 200 talk show people. Because all the talk show people don't race. So we got a lot of non racers. I know they can do some talk shows. On the application, they say, do you race? No. Do you own a car? Yes. Do a talk show host.
Yep.
That ain't true, is it, Eddie?
So far it is. He ain't talking no lie, goddammit.
I just wanted him to tell the truth. I appreciate that, Eddie.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I told
Eddie, I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to change that. Because he talking about
hey,
a
you know, if you race, man, about... Hey, Eddie, if you start racing, you're going to lose your show.
Hey, already retired one talk show
so.
Host. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
I retired one talk show host.
You ain't
don't make
retired,
me do
man.
It again.
He's still racing. He's still racing.
That motherfucker ain't racing. He ain't raced nobody since he raced me.
Who that?
Hey.
Sam.
Hey,
oh, man.
He wouldn't have took the wheels off of Sam. Hey, he wouldn't have took Sam the wheels off. You better not move this car no more.
Lord have mercy. Not
hey,
the big Cam.
Hey, he sure ain't raised nobody since me. They don't even bring that car out. That toe tagger that year, boy, that toe tagger was
hey,
on a tear that year.
Hey, I got an announcement. I heard the principal sold his car to the ass woman I gave him, and I know who got
oh,
it.
Oh,
so
man.
He can't get on live.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
He stole
his car.
Hell yeah, he stole his car, and I know who got it. I've been with them, talking with them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ass
wow. You lying, preacher boy.
Man, listen, I ain't bullshitting you. Call me on the back line. I'm going to tell you who got it, and I'm going to let you call the person yourself to talk to her.
Wow.
I done made two motherfucking wow. East Side Stranglers steal their car. First was the Hulk, then the principal.
Yeah, boy,
yeah, the
one time,
boy.
He's ready. Well, Perm said he's ready finally.
Hey. They said good ass woman to make a motherfucker do some strange things. I done made them motherfuckers sell their cars. Damn, we let a quick motherfucker beat us. Sell that shit. Sell that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough.
It's okay, baby. It don't even matter. He just didn't announce it. Just say, look, man, preacher, I have to get rid of that. I got to get something different.
Get out your mouth. Get out your mouth.
Oh, well, man, it was good talking to y'all, man. I'm rolling down this highway.
Yeah, hey, you.
Yeah, Vic, I'm glad to hear your voice, man. We're glad to hear from you, man.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. We're going to be all right. Be all right.
I can't even talk. Hey, listen, I can't even talk crazy to you, man. I miss you.
It's all good, but hey, I'm going to tell all y'all. I'm going to tell everybody, if you ain't went and got tested, go get that shit checked, man. Because we take that shit for granted until I got lucky and it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Wow. It's still rough, but it ain't as bad as it could have been. A lot of people don't find out until it's too late because us as black men, we don't go check. We don't want to check. We don't go to the doctors and all that. But, hey, if I had to check 2 years ago when my grandma was telling me to check, we wouldn't be talking about it. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yeah, it makes a tough ass, don't it?
Yes, it do. But, hey, when you see that light, you wake up. It's a thing to make you wake up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's one of them. That C word will make you wake up.
Oh, yeah, listen. Only thing I don't like about the situation is you be healthy as a bull a day, then when the doctor tells you got cancer, he took all your self-esteem away and everybody's sick and about to die then. They the same person.
Yeah, that's true, too. But it's hard, preacher. It's hard. It's hard, brother. I can vouch for that.
Listen,
it's very,
man,
very hard.
Listen to what I'm going to tell you. It's always a mental thing. When they it's a mental thing. Hold your composure,
right,
man, and just keep your mind on living. Don't worry about dying because we were born to die.
Yeah.
You don't know when and where. Enjoy your life to the end. Keep doing whatever the fuck you were doing. When it happened, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. Man don't control life. God do.
Got a point, yeah.
Man put weight on your mind when they tell you, listen, man put weight on your mind when they tell you, well, you only got 2 weeks to live. You got a month to live. Now you got them worrying yourself to die in that week or two. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Live your life to the fullest. Look at the dumbass doctors we got now, y'all. Think about this. You paying the same doctor's fee to talk to a motherfucker on the phone or on your computer. I'm like, well, I think you're very sick. You ain't even check me out, motherfucker. I'm reading the book, giving you symptoms. Y'all think about it, man. I'd have picked a symptom out the book and told the doctor that's what's wrong with me. He gonna give me some medication. He ain't check me. He don't know what the fuck.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, they didn't change the word AIDS to monkeypox. All the sisters have got it. Now it's a sexual disease. It was fucking a monkey.
Oh, man, not the monkey.
Oh, man.
I put up a video yesterday. A man sucked the dog dick while he's sitting on the couch. I said, man, that's where monkey pop come from. You motherfucking nasty ass. Don't sit your dog and shit and go kiss your old lady and shit.
Yeah.
Boy, man, what the fuck wrong with these people, man? They in love with animals that motherfucking month. They getting all the nasty ass diseases, passing them on to the other people, and them people going to get the other people. This is sick shit. Man, life is good. Man, we just got to try to
get one of the people. We got a hand up this late in the game, man. Somebody got a hand up.
What is
this here? All right. 96-37.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yo.
Bet $1,000 I sold my car.
Oh, shit.
Bet $1,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You want me to call Howard? Do you want me to call Howard and them and put them on the line with us now?
Yeah, but bet $1,000 first. Bet $1,000.
Did you hear what I just said? So you telling me Howard and them ain't got that car?
Bet $1,000, sir.
That ain't what I said, motherfucker. Howard said that's his car now.
I don't give a fuck who said
it.
I said bet $1,000
first. They got
it.
They got
bet
it.
$1,000.
So what you doing? Let them use it?
Bet $1,000, sir. Bet $1,000,
hey,
sir.
Man, you can say anything you want to. I talked to Howard.
I am going to go live. Bet $1,000, sir.
What you do, moving his basement?
Bet $1,000, sir. You talking a lot of bullshit. Bet $1,000.
Hey, y'all. Everybody, Howard and them got the car. Y'all ain't got to ask me shit.
Put your money where your mouth is, bro.
Hold on.
And
hold
then
hold
call
on.
Out.
Hey, man.
Put your money up first,
you,
though,
you
sir.
Can say, listen to me. Man, I
okay.
ain't going to do none of that. I'm going to do better than that, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Watch this.
Mm-hmm. What's better than that?
What a damn preacher boy and the principal boy.
Don't you say you're going to put a stop to all this bullshit.
And hey. That man got a man crush on me, boy.
Man, I don't know what it is, boy. That man just after you for blood, man.
Hey, we were supposed to be getting up. Now you say your car still ain't ready.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
Lord, how much?
It's rough out here, man. Rough out here.
Mm-hmm.
Sold your car. Story is you done sold your car because you couldn't stand to take that ass whooping.
Wow.
That man's something else, boy. That man's something else, boy.
I don't think they called me back because he didn't answer. He didn't answer, but listen,
I know
you
ain't.
I done fucked
you
about me. I done put these nuts in his mouth already. You behind me, motherfucker. You my
hey,
host for the
boy.
Rest of your
hey,
life.
Hey, preacher boy. Here you go. Hey, preacher
yeah.
boy, here you go. This for you. Oh, my mama, I ain't sold my car. Now, how about that?
Man, listen, I don't do the mama thing.
Now, how about that?
How
about that?
Now, we two talking about it. I don't do no mama thing.
So there you go. That's my mama. Her birthday tomorrow. That's my mama. So, nah.
Tell her, happy birthday.
I ain't telling no shit from you, nigga. Fuck you. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I wish we were able to race today. You wouldn't be able to buy shit tomorrow, motherfucker.
I bet you if your car was ready, you'd be singing another song.
Oh, man.
I take your lunch money, motherfucker. So leave
man,
me alone.
You done told two lies on me this year. Two.
You a liar.
I wonder what the third one's going to be.
This last one for real.
Outright,
I hope they call my phone back.
Motherfucking lie. Outright
hey,
motherfucking lie. Put a 911 in there.
Back, I'm putting them on the show.
Put a 911 in there. Bet that money, man.
Oh, man.
And I wouldn't
That's
bet your time about what you're... Listen.
Well, then why you campaigning
down,
that shit? You
the
one with your,
on the
you the one with your pom-poms on about it.
So you, like I said, so it ain't there? The car ain't sitting there?
Bruh, bet $1,000. And I got about four or five people
dang.
That can vouch for my shit.
Well, I'm going to put four or five people on this line to vouch that you sold it. Come on.
Okay. Okay. This thing's going around telling people I sold my car to get out this ass here. Thank God damn.
Man,
I can't get a motherfucker to answer me. Listen, I can't get nobody to answer. But the morning show, I'm going to have him on the morning show, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a motherfucker come on the morning show and talk to you.
Hey, if I didn't know you passed,
I really
I'd like
him,
to go over the crib and
I
let
really
you
wanted him on the line.
But I didn't
I really wanted him on the line. Listen to me. I really wanted him on the line for him here with his own ears.
If I didn't know the nigga passed, I'd invite him over there to look at it, but I'm not going to do that.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, well, you trying to be funny. You can leave that motherfucker outside in the front of your house, goddamn, with the keys in it. It'll be there.
Like,
get him with some junk, motherfucker.
Hey, start up. Yours do?
Oh, man.
I heard your shit sit like it's 6 inches up higher. Like, you know how a car sit when there ain't no motor in it?
Oh, man.
It probably still go faster than yours with no motor in it.
I heard them white motherfuckers came and took that motherfucker, boy.
Faster than yours. Hey. They probably could push mine faster than you could go with yours.
I heard they said that Jerry Lee telethon was over. Come give us our shit back.
Wow.
Well, hey, listen. It's coming.
Now, while we talk, hurry up and bet that money, man. You know what? We ain't got to bet $1,000. Bet $50, man.
I'm trying to get the people on
Hello?
The phone. That
Hello? I'm just saying, but you know, just bet, though.
You want to hear me?
That's $50.
I just want to embarrass you. I want them to get on the phone.
Okay.
So you're going to
be embarrassed. You're going to be in debt. That's $50, man.
What,
it ain't, you ain't got a better style. That's
$50. What they going to say, man? We sorry. How people going to find out?
Nah, they going to say you ain't lying. That's what they going to tell you.
Man, hey, y'all, I'm going on break. Yeah, I'm going to try to call again. I'm calling like
Please
my house
do.
On fire, y'all.
Lord, have mercy.
Man, say the white people came and took him motor, man. Come on,
man.
Man.
They motor. They motor.
Oh, man, not they motor.
Oh, man.
Say it ain't
crazy,
so.
Crazy Cooter and them came and got their shit back.
Like to take a moment and give credit to all the past and present co-hosts that is
Hey, why don't you cut that out, you big sandwich eating motherfucker?
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, man, don't get mad because it's the anniversary when you stole the show from Cadillac. Stop that.
Oh, come on, what?
Wow. Oh, this is the anniversary, Jake.
Not the anniversary.
Wow. Every week he says anniversary, man, every week.
If he did,
he probably mad because Cadillac didn't give it to him, man.
Hey, if he did take it from a mark, he did it. Hey, he did it some justice. That no way, motherfucker. Hey, Leroy, these shows are recorded. If you listen to Cadillac's last show,
hey, hold on, y'all. I couldn't get the real man on the phone. Hold on. Hey, Jody. Hey, say I'm to the principal car. Who owns the principal car right now? Principal sold this car. He
Who
sold
it to?
Well, hey,
who
I
sold it to?
Who
got the car? Who you say got the car?
Just look around. This is the car in the city. But he don't
the
own the
where?
Car no more, man.
What a car?
Who this is?
Oh, man.
Just the principal. I'm trying to see where my car
is.
Like they're
trying to steal it. Something like they trying to know where it is. All right.
Wait.
Hey, preacher.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher.
Hey, Big Mark.
Call first 48, man. Hey, tell them call first 48, man. They have too many questions.
Hey, I want to know why they lying on me so hard.
Hey, Big Mark.
You heard it from a different source, y'all.
Hey, Big Mark. Hey, Big Mark.
Yes, sir. Right here, sir.
Hey, cause I know you be on the morning show. Can you come by my house tomorrow, and I'm going to open up my garage, and you can see it for yourself?
Hey, man, me and you been knowing each other too long. If you say you still got it, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I would sell my motherfucking land, please. Hey, crazy thing about it is I don't even know what the motherfucking title is for the motherfucker. This nigga crazy as hell. He crazy than I thought he is. He crazy than I thought he was.
Hey, I know one thing for sure. They're going to find out real soon whether you sold it or not, right?
Hey, my man, you already know. I guess I'm going to have to steal it back, I guess. That's what happened. Golly.
Man, I'm trying my best to get some people on the phone. I just got somebody on the phone that already knows.
Man, please,
hey,
dude.
Kid.
Please, dude.
Hey, kid. He ain't gonna do what happened to Joe Wooden, is he?
Oh, man.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That goddamn Booker wouldn't took anything. He was supposed to take the motor. He took the whole car.
Yes, sir. And right by the police station.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, he didn't give me shit. Hello?
Can't believe this.
Hey, now, kid, as I was saying before I was interrupted, last time Cadillac had a show, Eddie was the co-host. Eddie said, this is the big Eddie and Cadillac show. And then the next week was the Big Eddie, no Cadillac show.
Hey, man, and you know what? Hey, Marv, you know on top of that, Eddie took the show, and Crooked Letter took the laptop. That's fucked up, man.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
I know that goddamn get Crooked Letter on you. What up, Crooked Letter?
Let me tell you something, you big old country rat, you. And Big Mark, your ass man, a big rock man.
Lord, have mercy. I know Crooked Letter was on your show, goddamn well.
Hey, I know Crooked Letter been chill all night.
Yes, indeed. I shook them bushes.
Who that was talking? That Vic or what's
the
name?
That was Vic. No, that's Vic.
You know what I've been saying all the time? I've been saying on the song. I'm like, just leave me alone. I've been saying to Michael Jackson. Big Mark.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Big Mark couldn't get no show because he always trying to eat the microphone. Look like a big Jewtown corner slice to his big ass.
Damn.
I'm going to leave my butt alone. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, you going on mute with your goddamn refurbished laptop.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
That's okay, too, goddamn. That's why everything they've been talking about since this pandemic, they talking about shortage of everything. Ain't nobody said about a shortage of goddamn John Deere tractor tires you laid up here.
Damn.
Damn.
Only man in the world eat John Deere tractor tires.
And you only saying that because I stole them off your tractor.
So your ass went home.
Lord,
you ate all the watermelon, then you ate all the tractor tires. Can't plant no more. Can't pick no more.
No, I ain't eat all the watermelon. You the watermelon man, you big watermelon head sucker.
That's okay, too. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give me a big truck of watermelons. I'm gonna come up there and start selling them on the street. I'm gonna be riding around hollering watermelons.
Some of them old ladies were coming out. I want that big one sitting up there, big Mark ass sitting up on the cab of the truck. I want that big one up there. They're going to be looking at his big ass looking like a watermelon.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Big Ed, a good show. Well, nice, good show. Just,
yeah.
Hey, Chris, boy. That ain't how Clark Saw members act on the show now. Watch.
Excuse me?
Going to get me a large low jack, motion sensor, all kind of shit on my motherfucking shit tomorrow, goddamn it. I see what this might be. I'm taking tires off that motherfucker. I see what the fuck about to go on.
Wow.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah, man.
You don't want somebody whipping on your ass for stealing your shit back. You gotta be happy that junk gone.
Well, at least the show didn't shut down early tonight. Everybody got a chance to say what they wanted to say.
Yeah. Show didn't shut down. Well, I'm finna goddamn shut down.
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
Do me a favor.
Yo.
Tomorrow when you get up and you start mingling, you ask G about it, all right? Ask G about the same question. Who did he tell you?
You say what?
I know you got G number. You know G number. You know who G is. Ask G. Just ask G the same question. Who did he tell you?
Okay. Y'all crazy.
And then, I want you to call me. Listen to me, man. When G tell you what he said, you call me. Call me. You got my number. Call me.
Yeah, and put me on three-way, too. I'd like to hear it, too.
Hey, listen to me. I'm praying he still got it because he's a good Vic. He's a good piece of pussy. I'm going to keep nailing his ass. Oh,
Don't you worry about that. You ain't gonna. I know you're dreaming. And hoping this shit happened is true, but it ain't, boss. You're going to have to face me. Hurry up.
Hey, man, you ain't fit to race, man.
You know, they'll tell us.
I was mad when they called. I was pissed off when they said you sold it.
Hey, you know what they're going to tell you next,
all that noise and arguing. They're going to tell you somebody named
Kris Kringle that go down people's chimneys. And Lee Pleasant. You gonna believe that too?
Well, we know they ain't gonna go down your chimney.
They gonna tell you it's a failure to put shit on the pillows. They gonna tell you all kind of shit because you's a fool, a damn idiot.
Make sure you call like I told you to, Vic. Please.
Principal.
Hey, Principal.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do me a favor, man. Start calling your car Joe Clark. And then when you go to the track, tell him, say, you used to call me Crazy Joe. Now you can call me Batman.
Hey, Batman
is going to beat your ass. That's what you tell him.
I'm going to tell Pooch Boy, don't you smoke crack. Jump. We'll destroy your brain.
Not small, man. Damn.
Don't go get normal.
Wow.
Hey, that sounded real good coming from a jackass.
Hey, that sounded real good coming from a jackass.
Song like that. I want everybody to sing that song just like that. Get them
You got to be sitting back. What we were talking today. Who gave you permission to change that? Who gave you permission to get up beside me?
Hey, get some people on the phone, man, and told you I sold my car. That's what I've been
thinking. I tried, man. What I'm doing, get on the phone.
Hey, preacher boy, don't stop crying all weekend, okay? Don't stop crying. I want you to get on this. I want you to stay on this, okay? And then I want you to be a man for once and say I was wrong. That's all I need you to do, okay?
And we continue on. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you apparently you do.
I'm your nightmare, motherfucker.
Apparently you do.
I'm gonna keep this prosthetic leg up your ass.
Man, bro, can you get it that high? That's moving target now. You're gonna have to be real, you know what I'm saying? Real limbo and shit.
Boy, you motherfuckers are crazy. That motherfucker say you smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah. It destroys your brain cell.
This
nigga woke up and said, what lie can I tell today on the principal? I got to try to get to him.
Hey, we're
going to
board them fool up, bitch.
Okay, boss. I'm going to board my garage up, I tell you that. That's what I'm going to board up. I ain't feeding my Rottweiler no more this week, goddamn. That motherfucker going to be hungry.
Hey, that's a good one.
It's the truth. It's the truth, boss. I swear. I'm changing. Man, watch this shit. I can't believe it. You ain't got
boy,
to do either
crazy,
You know it's gone.
I know you think it was supposed to be gone. He just, man, go steal that motherfucker. I sure don't want to race him. Steal that motherfucker. I'm going to tell everybody you stole. They said, you saying sold, but they were saying stole. They was trying to steal the motherfucker. See, you fucked up. Yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. I ought to be giving you $50, a bird fee. Shit. You help me out. I don't give a fuck.
I gave you a warning fee then.
I'm going to get this on tomorrow.
I gave you a warning fee then.
Man, you still get something. But you're going to get this ass whooping as soon as you roll that motherfucking card. I tell you that. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, bro.
I'm waiting on you.
I told you we gonna regret.
No. I can't. My conscience won't let me talk to you no more. You got some shit you need to do, man. I need you to go do your homework. Find out who's telling you these stories. I need to talk to him.
Hey, I told you.
That's it. That's all I need.
Big gonna call you tomorrow if you got your number.
Yeah. I'm gonna do one better for you. I'm gonna go live tomorrow from an undisclosed location, and I'm gonna let you see.
From an undisclosed location.
Yeah, I got to boot that motherfucker.
Take whatever you do in the morning. Make sure you call us on the phone.
Boy, y'all crazy as hell. That man said he's going to go live from an undisclosed location.
Man, police presence and everything.
You're Hey, you gonna turn your location off on your phone, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I might be in front of a police station or something.
Hey, Vic, that underscore location shit, didn't that sound like the 18 to you?
Boy, y'all is crazy. That's why I like calling on Friday nights, because I get to ride down the highway and listen. It keeps me woke.
Now, this ain't a shameless plug, Preacher Boy, but I do have a Honda for sale. You know, I do have that for sale.
I'd advise you to take the load out and put it in your race car, and you might be a little quicker.
No, I might be a little too fast for you then. So I'm going to keep what I got. But I advise you to check your stories twice before you go out here spreading propaganda on your boy. That's how lies
start.
Listen,
you ain't my boy. I started crying when he told me.
Next thing you're gonna be saying, when I whoop your ass in it, oh, they let you borrow it and they put another motor in it. That's why you whoop me. There's all kind of shit fucking with you, man. I tell you. But you get the Jackass of the Year award with this one though. I can't wait for this one.
Listen here, man. Go give them they check, man. Get your car back.
The Easter Bunny. Yeah. The Easter Bunny coming, dog.
Oh, man.
And you don't have to play with monkeys to get monkey pox. Just understand that, too.
Boy, y'all been on tonight. That's all I can say.
Call them again.
Yeah, they've been on one tonight. You say call them again.
Call them again.
I tried, man. It's never talked to
anyone. Maybe put in it's an emergency. They don't know if you on fire or nothing, man. They don't know what the fuck you need, man. Call them again. You don't need a friend like that. You don't need nobody like that, man. Motherfucker called me one time and said, this nigga on here lying, talking about you sold your car. I said, who, what? Pull me in. Damn fool.
Hey, listen. I told you, I was going to throw that shit. I had you written down for my next check.
You also told me you were going to wait before
42. Look at all these rumors surround me every day.